Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another exciting podcast of Are You Not Entertained? I am your host this week, and my name is Russ. It is episode 65, and it is August 2nd. And if I'm your host, you know what that means. Carrie isn't here this week to roll Kent and I back in to keep us in a normal conversation. So expect tangents this week and lots of other fun things. As always, though, Kent is here, and I am joined by him. I don't know why I wanted to say that. I just felt like saying I'm joined by Kent, and I already screwed it up. So, Kent, how you doing?
You know, I still don't know if it's joined with or joined by. I'm always confused by the wording of that.
Yeah, I think it's joined by.
Joined by,
yes.
I think.
Yes.
Yeah. So, anyways, I'm good. We just had a really good time trying to set up this week's episode, only for a lot of technical issues.
Yes, but next week, if the technical issues aren't there, it should be a lot of fun. Should be, we'll talk more about that later, I think. I think we should do that.
Yeah.
So, not much happened in wrestling this week, let's be honest. I mean, we're leading up to SummerSlam, and I don't know, I'm just... The match quality hasn't been there, although SmackDown can have a say about that. And I don't know.
What do you mean, Russ? We have so many great matches lined up.
We do, actually, thinking about it, but there's just nothing... I don't know. Nothing's clicking in the matches on television. I don't know. I'm so crushed, I guess, by the storylines being so awful. The storylines suck.
Yeah. And I'm sure we're going to get to insult all of them shortly.
Yes. But before we do that, and because it's such a short week with no pay-per-views, we are going to play some games. That's right. Now, Kent and I both came up with the games. We thought it would be fun. It would be a little bit more fun with three players. That's what we were going to originally have. And we may still next week. But I worked hard on my game. I want to play it, damn it. So... All right. What game do you want to play first, Kent? Do you want to play your game for me, or do you want to play my game for you?
That is a handsome question, and goddamn, I'm trying to get something that would be really timely right now, and I just can't pull it off. Sure, we can play your... Yeah.
Okay.
You know, all I want... I have this whole freaking playlist. You'd think I could find Triple H's time to play the fucking game... For once, we actually have audio that would work.
Right.
Right. Do you think I have it set up?
No. That's because we're spur of the moment. We don't plan. We do right now.
Oh, wait a second.
Oh, did we stall enough time? And the silence is killing us. That's right, it is time to play the game. It is time to play the game word association. So, here's how this game works. I have words that we would associate with certain wrestlers. I'm going to mention those words to Kent. And Kent... Hopefully he's still there. He is, okay. And Kent is going to try to guess the wrestler I'm talking about with the words that associate. Now, it's not going to be super easy... Some of them are going to be kind of tricky. Some will be a little bit easy. I think by the end, he'll get them all. Now, here's how it works. I have three words that associate to these wrestlers. If I'm going to give him the first clue. If he gets the wrestler off the first clue, he gets 3 points. If it takes two clues, then it's going to be 2 points. And if it takes all three clues, then he only gets 1 point. And if he doesn't guess the wrestler at the end, then he's pretty pathetic because I think he'll nail all of these. Once he gets the third clue.
I am going to clue right now.
And I know you are. It's going to be a raging clue. All right. So, Kent, are you ready for your first word association game?
Yeah, why not?
All right. So, for our first wrestler, the first word association is blue.
Now, if I take a guess and I get it wrong, it doesn't count against me, right?
Well, then you just don't get 3 points. Then I give you the next word to associate with that same person, and then you get 2 points for it if you get it. And if you don't get it that time, I'll give you the third clue, and the third clue should really clue you in.
Okay, so the first clue is blue, so I'm going to go with blue meaning.
Okay, no, that is incorrect, but that was a good thought. All right, second clue. So the first clue is blue, the second word association, Great Fall.
Great Fall. Man, okay. Great Fall. Wow, that really doesn't help me, so... And it can't be a company, so we're not talking about WCW.
Nope.
Although that would be hilarious. Great Fall. Shane McMahon.
Okay, no. Last one. I know you're going to get it now. Nugget. Blue. Great Fall. Nugget.
I wouldn't necessarily term it great, but...
It was a great fall, okay? I didn't want to say anything because I knew it would give it away as soon as I said it. That's a great fall. It wasn't great as in a good one. It was just a really big fall.
Oh, that poor Owen Hart actually.
There you go.
And poor Owen Hart for that match.
That's true. So, Kent gets 1 point. See, I told you. So, the first clue is kind of vague. The second clue kind of gets you a little bit closer, and the third clue, if you can't get at that point, then you don't deserve to know it. All right, so Kent's got 1 point so far. Are you ready now? You kind of get the idea?
I do. I wasn't anticipating Blue Blazer off the bat, but that's great.
Yeah. All right. Next wrestler. Here we go. DDT.
Okay. I mean, it seems too obvious, but Jake the Snake Roberts.
You got it. There's your 3 points. Good job. I was hoping maybe you thought maybe Razor Ramon, too, but...
Razor Ramon never did the DDT.
Someone else, then. There was someone else who...
Raven.
All right. There was someone else who's associated
Even Flow
with it.
DDT.
Yeah. So I was hoping maybe you wouldn't catch that one. The other clues were religion, and then the last clue was snakes.
Yeah, I mean, if I didn't get after religion, I don't even know if I've given me snakes. Like, that's just kind of insulting at that point.
It's true.
He renamed a snake Revelation.
Right, exactly. So I figured I was like, DDT, okay, you might not. I knew it would be kind of given away. Yeah, some of them could be obvious, okay? All right, ready for your next one? So you got 4 points. Okay. Nation of Domination.
Okay, I'm going to go D'Lo Brown.
Damn it. I wouldn't have thought you'd go with him first. Yes, it is D'Lo Brown.
I don't know why, but I just heard I was reading an interview, I think, with him about the chest protector.
I think I read the same thing because, are you ready? Nation of Domination, head bobble, chest protector. Those are my there clues.
Because the interview asked him if, like, because apparently that rumor was that they were insulted by DX's parody, and D'Lo's like, no, they asked us what to parody about, and we helped them hand in hand come up with the stuff for it.
Right, like, that's what I figured would happen too, right?
Freaking internet rumors.
Oh man, I was really hoping you wouldn't go with him first. I wanted, alright, well, hey, that's what happens. Okay, next clue. King.
Booker T.
Damn it. All right, you're getting too good at this now. You know what I you know how I think. That's why. Yes, it's Booker T. I was gonna go. Hear your word associations. King, WCW, and then five time.
if the fifth one or if the third word would have been sucka, it would have been just.
I was debating sucka or five time, but we always make fun of five time, so I figured that was the better association.
Five time is still a save file on my Mario Party 3
nice.
Cartridge.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Man, we haven't played that. We need to get together and do a game night. Maybe we should do a podcast game night.
I don't want to spend the time censoring us after the fact.
I guess. That's probably true. All right. Are you ready for your next person?
Yes.
All right. First word association. Brother.
Hulk Hogan.
No. Second, you'll get it after this, I think. Red.
Kane.
Yes. And if you didn't get it after that, Katie Vick.
The gift that still is giving us like 15 years later.
Oh, I know. All right. Next one, let's see how you do with this one. Okay, next one. Stephanie McMahon.
Test.
Damn it. I knew it was going to be too good to be true for that one. I was hoping you'd fall for Triple H or her brother or anything like that. Yep. All right. You want to know the rest of them?
I sure
All
do.
Right. Stephanie McMahon was the first. Dead. And then Alter.
And then what? Alter?
Alter. Because he was left at the altar by Stephanie.
Oh, okay. God. damn it. All I think of now, you know, as many great things has happened to Test. Him being involved in that match with Scott Steiner, where Steiner slipped off the apron when he's trying to do the jumping.
Yes!
Double axe handle is one of the greatest things that ever happened.
Oh, that was hilarious. I forgot that was Test. You're right. I forgot about that. I remember him slipping off. I didn't remember it was against Test.
They were Sheamus and Cesaro before Sheamus and Cesaro.
Yes. All right, ready? All right, this will be a little bit harder. ECW.
Tommy Dreamer.
Okay, no. Music.
New Jack.
Yes, I knew I'd trick you with it. No. Third one, beer.
Ah. Enter the scene.
Yes. That one I knew I'd get you with, because I was like, okay, ECW, it could be anybody. Music, he'd probably think New Jack, and I was thinking beer. Once I said beer, I knew you'd get Sandman. Yep.
If I didn't say New Jack on the second one, and it was New Jack, I would have lost all street cred.
Exactly. It's fair enough. And I knew I did that on purpose. I was like, because I was originally going to put beer as the second one. And I was like, no, I say beer, he's going to know it's Sandman. I better put music as the next one, because that could be a trip up. All right, ready? This one's not too hard. Intelligence.
Kurt Angle.
No. Nice try, though. Ooh. Good thought. ECW.
Raven?
Yes, Raven. You got it. And the last one. Go ahead.
I was wondering if you were going like somehow include Dean Douglas, because he was a teacher in WWF.
No, that's why I put ECW second. I figured once I narrowed it down to ECW, you'd get it. But maybe not. And the last clue was, what about him?
There was recently... Why do I have all these stories? Seriously, this past week, there's all these random things are popping up with these guys. There was an interview actually on ESPN.com, and one of the people they were talking about was Raven and how much he influenced CM Punk.
Yeah, it would make sense, doesn't it?
Oh, big time. And then Adam Cole, I believe that's his name, was really heavily influenced by CM Punk.
Yes.
So, like, it just kind of, you know, keeps falling downward. It's kind of cool.
It is. I like that they can influence each other. And you can kind of see it a little bit. Like, with CM Punk, I can definitely see Raven. So, it makes sense. I get that.
And Raven was influenced by Jake and Scott Hall, too.
Yep.
Like, but Jake to Raven to Punk is, like, the most natural... It's like Piper to... Dean Ambrose, or what Ambrose...
Yeah, I'd say Piper and Dean Ambrose, and even a little bit of...
Pillman.
Yeah, that's what I say. There's that guy who died tragically. It was Pillman, yes. All right.
And remember, he had a gun.
He did.
Was it him that had the gun, or was it Austin? Austin had the gun,
because he's the one who went to his house. Yes.
That's so
amazing. It was Austin who had the gun. That was good times. All right, next one, ready? Underground.
Ooh, Johnny Abs.
Damn it. Yep, darn it. I thought that might be too easy for you. Yeah. It was definitely Johnny Abs. The other ones were tag teams, and last, if you didn't get it, was Abs. So.
Yeah. I thought, though. I at least thought.
Yes, you did. All right, ready? Next one. Yes. This is your 10th one, I think, already. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yep. Okay, we're at 10. Bandana.
Ooh, that's a lot of possible people.
Yep, it is.
Undertaker.
Damn it. Yes. I wanted to use the thing you wouldn't think of him with the most association to. I was like, okay, he can go New Jack, he can go someone else I couldn't think of. I can't think of right now who it was, but I was like, okay, there's other people he can go to. Yes, Bandana, second association was Dark, and the third one was Phenom. You would have got it at that point. All right.
Fantastic.
Well, you got your bonus now.
Okay.
This is for double points.
Ooh.
So it's harder. Maybe
sure
not.
Is.
No, it won't be. All right, ready?
Yes.
ECW.
I will say... I want to go outside the box here. Mike Awesome.
No. Held Down.
Oh, boy. God, there's so many people. Held Down. Don't go with Nova?
No. All right, last one will definitely give it for you. Pot.
Oh, gosh. You know, I don't know what I was playing recently. It was like Friday night, I think, with Twan. I was playing ESO, and I'm like, I kept getting my ass kicked at this arena. I was like, you know what? I'm going to put on Pantera, listen to some Walk. RVD will inspire me.
RVD, yes. Like, it was tough. I couldn't think of a second word, to be honest with you. So I thought Held Down was good because he wasn't held down in ECW, and he wasn't really held down in WWE, but he was in the beginning. So I thought that was tough enough to make it. It was the bonus, so it had to be kind of hard. Do you want to go through his real quick? I tell you, it was so easy. Plus, not to mention, I could always use his again.
Sure.
All right, let's do this. I like this game, by the way, just so you know. We might play this one again. Because it's easy. Once you think of a person, just think of three things that associate to them and give us one that's really good. All right, ready? These will be a lot easier for you, I think, because I tried to make it a little simpler.
All right.
No. All right, ready? Money in the Bank.
Go with Baron Corbin.
No. Shield.
Oh. Seth Rollins?
Yes. I knew once. I think by the second one, you'll definitely get all of these. Yeah, Seth Rollins. And the third one was my current favorite wrestler. That was my third clue. All right, next one. IC title.
Dolph Ziggler.
No, but good. He was one of the ones I was thinking of. Jeans.
Dean.
There you go. And the last thing is Lunatic. All right, ready? You're not getting scores for this one. You're just going through them. NXT.
Samoa Joe.
No, but good thought. Perfect.
Ty Dillinger.
You got it. And the last one was 10. Okay, next. Bullet.
Luke Gallows.
No. Clash.
AJ.
There you go. And then Phenomenal was the third. See, I think he could have got those, right? It's hard to tell.
I don't. Today was the first day I met the kid.
Oh, okay. So. All right. Yes. All right. Next, NXT again is the first clue.
Samoa Joe.
No. Powerbomb.
Wow. This is something pretty obvious, isn't it? And I should know it. And
yes.
Me drawing it is awesome. A powerbomb?
Yep.
I don't know. I'm just going to say Elias Sampson.
No. Sami Zayn. So NXT, powerbomb, Sami Zayn.
Oh, Jesus. Owens.
Yes. Pop-up powerbomb.
Yeah. God, that was foolish of me.
Yeah. I was surprised. I would have thought you would have got it after powerbomb. Okay. Four horsewomen. Woman. Four horsewoman.
Okay. Becky Lynch.
No, but you'll get it after this one. Big forehead.
Oh, is the third clue... receding hairline.
No, I actually made it even easier than that. I said the boss. That was the third clue.
Purple.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, Sasha Banks, yes. All right. This one will be easy for you, too. Real World.
Miz.
Yep. Teddy Bear was my second one, and Miz Taraj was the third. Again, remember, this is for a... Just so everybody knows before they go, well, that's stupid. Okay, first of all, let me tell you something. It was for a kid, all right? So shut your mouths. All right, next one. NXT. Cue Samoa Joe.
No, I'm not doing it this time. not doing it, no. Baron Corbin.
No. Mouth guard.
Shinsuke?
Yep, there you go. And finally, last but not least, violins. This one might be a little tricky. Large.
Nia Jax.
No. Now you'll get it. Ambulance.
Is he not finished with us?
And that was the third clue. Not finished with us.
Fantastic.
And that is Braun Strowman. All right. This one should be pretty easy, too. Four Horsewoman.
All right. Charlotte.
Yes. Okay, you got it. The next clue was peacocking. And the last clue was woo! That would have given it away completely. All right.
If you have said the greatest wrestler on the SmackDown roster, I mean, I may have gotten it.
I was debating it at that point. I was like, well, should I give him that easy of a clue? I mean, she clearly is the greatest SmackDown person on SmackDown roster. All right. This next one I'm going to give you, because you should get this one immediately. So I'm going to give all three of the clues. No, let's give you the first one. Wet.
Doo-doo. Yes.
Second is Boars. And the third one is Superman. Yes, we're talking about Roman Reigns. I like this game, just so you know. I had fun trying to come up with like some stupid like connections with these associations.
I think this would be really fun with Steve. Because then you could really...
Yeah, because then I could really go obscure instead of making him semi-easy. I think it would be fun with Carrie, too. She's got enough knowledge where we can try this. I'm telling you, you could take these same names, give other things that associate with them, too, and won't make a difference. So...
Very true.
I think it's... I had fun doing it, so I like this game. I like your game coming up, Kent. So, do you want to do your game next, sir?
Yes.
All right.
And I'm not going to. I just did clips. I tried to make them 15-second clips, but not all clips. Some clips are longer because of how the song is.
Okay, so why don't you explain what you're doing?
I'm not scoring it because I never came up with a good way to score.
Okay.
Because time-wise was just not happening for me.
That's true.
With that being said, I'm just going... It's like a Name That Tune type thing. Whatever. Or Beat Shazam as it is nowadays.
Yes.
So I'm just going to play a clip, and you're going to tell me whose song it is. And I made it easy for Thomas. I did not make it necessarily easy for you, but simultaneously, you know every single person's that's involved.
Okay. So I will try my best to guess the wrestler's intro theme. All right.
And I'm going to be talking... Oh, shit. I don't know how... This is going to come off probably with some echo. Maybe not. No, it should be fine.
Well, how about you just tell us what it is, play the song, and then I'll say, okay, I think I got it.
And then I'll switch back.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here comes your first one.
Silence. It sounds great. Yes, it is definitely... yes, I can hear you. Oh, okay. Oh, shoot, I do know this. It's going to tick me off as soon as you say the person. I'm going to say D'Lo Brown?
No.
Damn. No, wait.
Yo. Keep going if you want.
I know the song. Like, I can hear it. I've used to listen to this song a lot. I liked it.
Yeah, right era and everything.
I know it's the era. I just can't think of who it is. I can't think of who it is.
One of the people is now a commentator.
Taz?
In WWE.
Oh, you mean currently? Oh. Okay, I'm thinking of all the commentators. Booker, Cole.
My balls. You are breaking my balls.
I can't think of who it is. Oh, JBL. Duh. Oh, yeah, I'm an idiot. APA. That's what it is, APA. See, yeah, you're right. I couldn't think of the connection.
All right, so up next.
All right. All right, got it. Kane.
Wrong.
No. Oh, no. I thought that was one of Kane's... I thought that was one of Kane's alternate ones.
Nay.
Oh, shoot.
I had to do a little digging for this one.
The sounds familiar, and I'm going to shoot myself as soon as I know... As soon as I hear the name. That wasn't the vampire, was it?
Nope.
No, I don't think so. All right, I have no clue. Who is it?
I'll offer you another hint.
Okay.
Here, give me a moment.
All right. I know these songs, and I can't make the association with who they are. Christian. No, that's not Christian's music. The first one wasn't Christian's.
No. Blue.
Blazer.
What?
Blazer.
Blutista.
Blutista, yeah, damn it. Oh my god, yeah, it's been so long since I hear it, like, oh yeah, I know the song, but you're pulling people like who are so, haven't been out in a while.
I am giving you top hero people, though, at least.
Yes, yes, I know all these people. Once I hear it, yeah, I connect the connection, yeah.
Alright, up next, here we go.
All right. I know the era. It's Attitude Era.
It sure is. I'll have you guess, and if you don't get it right, I have a hint for you.
Okay, good idea. All right. Jeez, that was... Now, that one sounds like D'Lo Brown. They all sound like D'Lo Brown's song.
Your obsession with D'Lo Brown.
All right. I'm going to go with meat.
No, I was thinking about that. This will help you. This hit will definitely help you.
All right. That's the same song. It doesn't help me at all. You'd think I know, but I don't. That song doesn't help me at all. Oh, Big Boss Man. Really? That was Big Boss Man's original song?
So the one I just played was Boss Man's, and when he returned, it was the man.
Right. Oh, yeah. Damn. I like this new original song better. They should have kept with that.
It was so... But, I mean, it fit his all black getting lit.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Russ, you will get this one.
You think so? I don't know. You've gotten some, like, it's the worst part is I can't say you're trying to trick me because I hear the sounds like, oh, yep, I've heard this one before, and I just can't remember who the connection is.
Yeah, there's zero trickery, yeah. Really. But all right, here we go.
All right, I'm assuming it's a girl.
Nay. Oh,
wow, that song doesn't...
I thought you had this one.
No. Johnny Abs?
No.
No, all right.
Just
give me a clue who the wrestler is, and then I'll...
Wedding?
Okay. There's a lot of weddings.
Had a manager.
All right.
Blonde hair.
Oh, shoot. I think I know. Wedding. It wasn't Billy Gunn.
You're on the right track.
Who was the partner with Billy Gunn before Road Dogg, or after Road Dogg. I don't remember who it was now.
Billy and Chuck.
Yes, Billy and Chuck. That's what it was, yes.
Because they had the gay wedding. There you
yes,
go.
Yes. Well, I couldn't think of it. I was like, wait, Billy Gunn. Yeah, okay, yeah, their song was pretty good.
Okay. Well, Russ, I have the utmost faith that you can get this one.
You
at the
think
very
so,
least.
But you are really, really pulling from the dredges, just so you know. Like,
well, like I said, I wasn't giving you Hogan or Ward.
No, so. I know, but you could have given me a solid. I'm like, okay, I got this one.
You got this one.
All
I
right,
have faith.
All right. All right. Hardcore Holly?
Ooh. Right era. Right division, even.
Darn. All right. So it's hardcore.
I even liked one of those words that you used.
Holly. So Crash.
Nay. So that would be indicative that I didn't like
the Holly
part.
Part.
You
so you liked hardcore. That would be hardcore... Oh my god, I'm drawing a blank. You know what? Maybe having their names up would be helpful.
How are you going to have their names up?
I don't know. Attitude Era names, because I can't think of who it is.
We saw this person on TV within the past 12 months. Within the past 6 months.
Yeah, still not. You think I remember everything that happened in wrestling in the past?
He may be known as the hardcore...
Legend?
Uh-huh.
The hardcore legend. The only one I can think of is Nick Foley.
And what was one of his personas?
Oh, Cactus Jack.
Hey, that
now you're tricking me, because I honestly was going to say Mick Foley, but I was like, no, that's not his music.
All right, Russ, I will disown you as a co-host if you get this one wrong. All right,
start.
That's how serious I am.
Disown me now, because you're getting me with all of them. Oh, God. I know the song.
You most certainly do.
Why can't you do something like test, test, this is a test? Come on.
Russ, if you think about somebody whose song I would put on here because I am me, and it's not New Jack,
I know.
It would be...
I can't think of who else it would be. You're disowning me.
Who else do I talk about, like, every podcast, it seems? Especially when we bring up a certain greatest Mexican import.
I was going to say Paige. I was going to say Paige. If you gave me 5 seconds.
But that's not the answer. Who else do I talk about when we talk about them?
Oh, well, then that would be either Alberto Del Rio. That's definitely not his song. So, it's not Xavier. It's what's his name? Brad Maddox?
No, we're predicting the future of their relationship, so we compare it to...
You're confusing me now. Undertaker?
Chris Benoit.
That's Chris Benoit's song?
God,
oh my god, wow.
I thought that was a slam dunk for you.
I forgot. I'm going to tell you right now, I feel stupid as hell because, again, I hear the songs, but I don't make the I can't make the connection with these people anymore because I haven't heard it in so long. And they're so generic.
Yeah, I... okay. Within the next three, you'll get one, Russ.
I hope. I want one now. That's my goal here. I want moral victory here. I want one.
All right. There's no reason you shouldn't get this one.
Yeah.
There really isn't.
All right. All right.
All hasn't even been gone that long.
He hasn't been gone that long. He's been playing his music the entire time? No, he changed his music. Yes?
To an extent.
All right. I don't know. It sounds familiar.
Christian.
Oh, no, I would have never.
And then they
that.
Changed the song to the guy singing that same
song. Yeah. I was going to say, I thought a guy sang his song. That's why. When I heard the girl, it kind of threw me off.
All right. Well, you still got a 1-2 chance here.
Come on. One. Moral victory. One. I want one. I want to hear his, too. So we might as well play some of Thomas's. Because I'll probably get those. At least I'll get those.
Yeah. All right, Russ. I have zero faith in you here.
Okay.
Zero.
So now watch. I'll get it. Kurt Angle. Well, that sounds like either China or what's her name there? The hot Trish Stratus there.
You was right with China.
Yeah, I'll say, I'm pretty sure it's China's. Hey, I got it! Woo! Moral victory.
So let's see. Out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th one you got right.
Yes! Although, to be fair, all to be fair to you, they were all ones I could recognize, except the Christian one. That was a little bit of a curveball.
Okay, in all fairness, Russ, you should probably kill yourself if you don't get this one.
Yeah, well, I'm already disowned, so I might as well die, too. Who is it? I can see what's coming out. It's not D'Lo. That's definitely not D'Lo's. Is it? No. Who is that?
I'm gonna go look at my vent.
Okay, hold on. What? Okay, I know who it is. Like, I can see them coming out. You're looking at the real deal now. Oh, who is it? The skin color is black. I know that much.
Ah, there you go. Is that a girl? Somebody that came out to a hip-hop song is black. All right, cutting edge analysis here.
Oh, why can't I think who it is? It's not Booker, no, because Booker's song was way better than that.
Doot, 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 doot. That was Booker's.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I know. Like, if I heard Booker's, I'm like, that's Booker's. Mark Henry. No, it's not Mark Henry's. Yeah, it is.
Six Mafia.
Wait, is that Mark Henry? No, it's definitely not Mark Henry. All right, who is it?
Somebody's going to get their wig split is Mark Henry.
Yeah.
All right, so Russ, you've mentioned his name numerous times, and then you said
I said his name. It was Delos? It was Delos. It didn't seem like it, though.
It was cracking me up that you also chose D'Lo as a person for my thing, and I'm sitting like, the fuck? How'd D'Lo just get brought up twice?
I thought it was D'Lo's, but then I was thinking, like, wait a minute. That doesn't, like, because I was listening to the song as it was coming out, it doesn't give him his head bob, but I guess it did. Maybe it was a little faster. Because I was like, I was picturing it. I was like, wait a minute, I don't see the head. Because when D'Lo came out and he did his little head bob.
Yeah.
And I was listening to the song. I was like, that sounds like D'Lo's.
It was.
I did mention him, so I'll give myself partial credit.
All right, Russ. No pressure.
All right. These should be easy. I have no idea. I Am Perfection. The only person I can think of is Ty Dillinger, but that's not. I know that's not Ty's song. Who's? I don't know. What?
He's actually still wrestling. I mean, this is why, like, I had no words for you. I mean, he's still wrestling.
Right. It's not Dolph.
You already mentioned him.
It's not Dolph, is it? Dolph?
Yeah.
It is Dolph. Okay, I wasn't sure if that's... That sounded weird. Didn't sound like it starts that way with him. Doesn't it start with something else?
His current one's different. I'm here to show the world.
I'm here to show the world. That's right. Okay.
I am perfection. This was like Vicky Guerrero era when he was world champ.
Oh, when I wasn't watching.
That's not an excuse for me.
That's true.
Okay, well, if you weren't watching then you should have a really good time with this next one.
How many did you choose for me?
I don't know, 15.
Okay. It's really quiet. All right. Papa Roach sounding song. Yeah, I won't know who this is. If it's definitely the Dolph Ziggler era was as WWE champion, I wouldn't know.
This guy's currently in NXT.
He's currently in NXT. Oh, is it...
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. We don't have to answer, say his name then. We both know who it is.
He was the chosen one.
I don't know who it is. I think I know. I think he. It's like his second chance in WWE, and they put him in NXT. Oh, I can't think of who it is. Damn it! I should be watching I should be watching NXT.
He owns a hot dog place nearby.
Dean?
No, Dean got moved, and this guy.
Oh, Drew. It's Drew, can't think of his last name.
McIntyre.
McIntyre. Drew McIntyre. Yeah, I wouldn't know that.
All right.
I wouldn't know that one.
Here's one you can't miss, though.
You'd say that.
Can't miss.
You say that.
You can't.
You say that.
Can't.
All right, here we go. Oh, I love this song. It's Rob Zombie. Who the hell...
You know the song.
Yes. Who the hell came out to it? Not Edge. Wait, was it Edge? Yes, it was Edge. Yes, yes. Yes! I remember that one. He had so many... Edge was hard because he's had so many songs and so many good ones.
I had to find a version where it did start off with, you think you know me.
Yeah, once you got the... Right, exactly. I would have known that one. And I was like, wait a minute. I think Edge came out to this song for a little bit. Yes.
All right, Russ. I am HIV positive. You can get this one.
Okay. Time to die from AIDS. It's familiar.
Uh-huh. Because it kind of reminds me of the whole... Big Boss Man APA era.
Mm-hmm.
Had to been done by the same person.
Yep.
And you may or may not have guessed this person already. And by that, I mean you have guessed this person
already. Definitely guessed this person already. Yes, I got that. Hardcore.
Yes.
All right.
I threw all of them on because they all sound so similar.
That's what's tough about it. I was like, yeah, but that's a really big problem back then. They all sounded really similar. Like, they had that same... Is that bad or good? Because, like...
Bad because if you go, like, back to playing No Mercy way back in the day, you'd hear all three and you'd be like, what the fuck? Didn't I just hear that?
Right. But, yeah. Like, nowadays, it's so individually and so different. So...
Yeah, they've improved significantly over the years.
Yes.
All right. Russ, I have... I'd be shocked if you don't get this.
Okay.
Honestly.
All right. Let's lay it on me. Rush. Well, I would say that is Legion of Doom.
Yeah.
Yes. I was like, wait a minute. Did I say that wrong? No, it is Legion of Doom. Yes.
I'm like, yeah, he definitely should know that.
Yes. Yes. All right. Now I'm getting a few.
All right. And all that confidence?
Gone.
Is about to disappear.
Yep, gone. I want to see if it picks up tempo. I wanted to see if it picked up tempo. No, it doesn't. Stays that way. All right. Viscera.
No. Damn. That would have been sweet.
Damn. That sounded like his song. All right. Because I thought it feels like Corporate Ministry era.
Slightly before that, but yes. Right. Like I mean like a year or two at most.
It's definitely not Taker. Nail him out because this is obvious. Then the other one was Kane, but I don't think his song was that. Kane. I know his song was
Kane hasn't changed his song really.
So. Yeah, it's almost always the same.
You are thinking about right people, though. You're right there on the cusp of that.
Right. I'm trying to.
Well, I don't think you're gonna get it. That's my only thing. Even though you should, I don't think you will.
Right. I can see the person coming out to it too. No clue. I don't know. Who?
All right. Do you want clue A or clue B?
Give me clue A.
We may or may not have seen this person within the past 12 months on TV.
All right. That didn't help at all. Give me clue B.
Greatest match of all time.
Greatest match of all time. Mankind. Yeah, it was a tricky one.
I gave you the exact same clue that I gave you for Cactus Jack.
Yes. That one was tricky because that was right as I was starting to watch. So he didn't have that song for very long.
A lot of people forget about Mankind because when he reinvented himself again as Mankind, he had different music again. So like that music, it was around for 2 years, but people forget about it.
Yeah,
Cactus Jack, Dude Love, and then his normal Mick Foley song all took precedence.
Yeah, and then that's the problem with him. That was right when I was coming into WWE, so yeah, that was tough. But that was all good.
Right. Well, I have no doubt you'll get this one. Okay. Not a single doubt in my mind.
All right. Is it a tag team? Is it a tag team?
It could be. Because this person, once they split, they also still use
the same music, right? Yeah. But it reminds me of a tag team. So Attitude Era tag team.
No, not Attitude.
Not Attitude. After Attitude.
Probably Ruthless Aggression.
Okay.
Era.
Yeah, okay. Come on. I know this.
Russ, if I told you you're going to feel really insulted for not getting this, does that help you at all?
No, because... I mean, I will feel really insulted now, because now I know I should know who it is. But the music's not... Like, the music's not hitting... Like, I can only see... Like, I knew it was a tag team, but I can't think of what the tag team is.
And they had a manager.
All right. I don't know. Who is it?
Think about a candy bar or, you know, something you'd get near the candy bars because it's not really a bar.
It's not a candy bar. All right. It still doesn't help.
Russ, who is, like, the one guy that's not Seth Rollins that you have the biggest heart on for?
Kurt Angle or Johnny Abs?
Eminem, Johnny
Abs. That was Eminem? I thought they had an upbeat
song.
See
how I told you you'd feel kind of bad?
Yeah, I do. I thought that was, I thought they had an upbeat song. That was really down.
It was like Paparazzi's.
Yeah.
That's actually exactly what it's called, as a matter of fact. So, yeah. Okay. You can get this one easily enough.
Mr. Perfect!
What?
Mr. Perfect?
Yes. Okay.
See, the iconic this ones I can kind of get.
I was like, Russell struggled with the older ones, but no, you're doing fine with those.
The iconic. If it's an iconic wrestler, I can kind of connect it.
All right, this person's certainly iconic.
Yeah, I know, but the problem is there are iconic ones you gave me, but they also gave me some of the obscure iconics, so... All right. Randy? Randy's original song?
Yes, it was.
Yes! Finally! I was confident in that one, too.
Russ, I think you can actually get three in a row here.
No way.
I really
do. No way.
Nope, I think you can.
All right. RVD! Three in a row! I said RVD.
Yeah.
Three in a row.
And I got three more left for you.
All right. You know, I think we're just playing this for
I
me.
I don't have... I have... Yeah, whatever.
Oh, no, so I think we're just playing this for me and you. I don't think there's... I don't think we need to talk about wrestling this week.
I don't think you'll get this one.
Okay. All right. I don't have any doubt you're right. I know the song. All right, I know the song.
Yeah.
Running through my head.
Song by Tattoo.
I like the song.
Those chicks were hot.
Yeah, they were. Mickey?
Right era, wrong female.
Damn. All right. Not Trish. That wasn't Trish. She no, always had the same right song. Era. Right, I know. Yeah, I got
it. Oh, it's time to rock and roll. That's Trish.
Yeah.
And this is somebody likable, so it's not Lita.
Right. I was going to say, it's not Lita, because Lita had a pretty distinct song. Who was the other girls? Who was the other? There's only like two other girls.
I'll give you the hint. I'll give you Widow's Peak.
That's your finisher, right?
Correct.
Oh, who the hell? Who the hell had Widow's Peak?
Black hair.
I know. As soon as I say the name, I'm going to be really mad.
May sound like a member of the Ascension.
Well, there's Connor, and there's no girl named Connor. What's the other guy's name in the Ascension?
Are you shitting me right now, Russ?
I can't think of his name. I'm right now so broiled.
Victor? Trying
to... Oh, yeah, Victoria, right? Yes.
Yep. All right. These last two are golden oldies.
Okay.
They are iconic, whether you know them or not. Not my
That's favorite. Right. That's the problem. All right.
I feel you can get this one based on the nuance.
Four Horsemen? Yeah, I actually remember hearing that song for them. It was a long time ago. I think when WCW finally got bought out, maybe it was around that time.
I could see that.
I don't remember exactly, though. All right.
Here's the last one, and it's a doozy. It's one of Ray Lane's favorite songs, as a matter of fact, sadly enough.
Okay, so it's not John Cena. I have no idea. I like the song, though. I still don't know who it is.
Well, they went to the Hall of Fame just not this past year, but 2016. They were the originators of a certain thing with tag teams. One of the guys actually sang the song is a higher up in WWE. They were very popular in the 70s.
I would say the Freebirds.
There you go.
Yeah. I was about to say...
God damn it. I love that song.
I was going to say, that's a really good song. I don't know. I never heard it before.
All right, Russ. I will quickly go through the ones I had for...
Yeah, this should be easy, right? Now, I should know these.
If you don't, you're sad.
That's true. Alexa Bliss. Bailey. Yeah, I'm getting them now, baby. Becky Lynch. Wow, you went a lot of girls on him, didn't you? Brock Lesnar. Bray Wyatt. Dean Ambrose. Now, watch, Ken, can we come back? Emma. Finn. Why can't I think of his name? Ginger. Kurt. Some. He came to the Miz. Samoa Joe. That's a good song. The Boss. My boy. I'll say that's still Seth. I can't hear it. I missed it. I didn't hear any of the beginning part, so I don't know who it is. Ascension. No, I don't know who it is. Oh, Revival. All right. I don't think I've ever heard the beginning of their song. Once I heard We Go Hard, oh, okay, yeah, definitely the Revival.
I'm like, Russ, you're breaking my balls here.
Now, all right. Can we come back to this exact list in about 15 years, and let's see if I remember any of them.
Russ, in a year, I say no.
Yeah, I know. You know what the worst part is, though? They've gotten better at the music, so it's a little bit more distinct and individual for the people. So, it might. But you're right. It's a lot tougher to remember music. Holy crap.
Yeah, and like I said, I only went with top names, by and large. Like, I went with champions and stuff. Yeah. I didn't go with, you know, obscure people. The most obscure person I went with was D'Lo Brown.
Yeah, and we just both used him. That's funny. And that's funny, too, because D'Lo Brown's... I think that was sped up for him, because that seemed really slow. All right, well, that was fun. Even though I sucked at it, it was fun.
Yeah, I'd like to actually participate in one of those at some point, but actually challenging me and using some ECW music. I really wanted to go ECW, but I knew you would be questionable.
Yeah, no. There may have been one or two I could have grasped. So that was fun. We should definitely do that one again. The only problem is stumping you. I don't know how we're going to stump you. Like, we'd have to get some obscure crap.
I listen to a lot of wrestling music because a lot of wrestling songs unto themselves are good.
Yeah.
But sometimes they pick terrible parts of the song. Like, all right, wait a second. We didn't comment on this. When the fuck did Burn It Down become part of Seth's song?
It was, well, it was always in it. But they put it in the beginning now to give him something to, so the crowd can pop, I think.
Really? I'm going to pop to some guy screaming, burn it down?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, if anything, that made me lessen my like of that song.
Well, I was like, yeah, because when I heard it, they just started it. I think, they might have started last week. We don't know. We didn't watch. I didn't watch, so I don't remember. But this week, yeah, I heard that, and I was like, who the hell's coming out? And then I heard Seth's music, and I was like, oh, it's Seth.
It was very confusing to me, and I don't need people yelling at me.
Yeah, so. I'm not sure how I feel about it yet. I'll give it a little bit, because Seth doesn't have the best music anyway, so.
I mean, can we just leap into the burial that is Seth Rollins, because.
All right.
I mean, let's face it, he went from
Golden
the guy
Child
to being.
Buried, just.
I don't get it. I don't understand, like. They've made a guy that I liked watching week in and week out to a guy that I have no qualms fast-forwarding through his matches anymore. How did this happen, Russ?
I don't know. And it's got to be it's got to be on creative side. It can't be him, can it?
Well, he had shit matches with Samoa Joe, so we know. I let that pass. Like, I don't think it's his match quality, but simultaneously, he makes a shit face. That's all there is to it in my book.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No, he is not a good face. He is a better heel. And they don't have any real top heels right now that are great other than Samoa Joe and... Is Bray considered
Samoa
a heel?
Samoa Joe, Bray, Braun Strowman.
Braun, oh yeah, Braun.
Whichever
yeah.
one you want to take out of those two guys. One's yeah. a heel, one's a face.
Yeah.
Elias, Big Cass... Yeah, they have a lot of heels.
Yeah, but the problem is...
But, you know, they're using these guys, like Seth and Dean, to help get these other heels... Oh, wait, no, they're not.
No, they're not. They're totally wasting... Like, honestly, it feels like they're wasting Dean and Seth. And they've been wasting Seth a lot longer than they've been wasting Dean. But Dean's been slowly going down to that waste. That's what it feels like to me. Like, they don't know what to do with them. Like... They're like, okay, so it's Roman's time to shine. So, oh, yeah, Seth and Dean. Tag team?
When wasn't it Roman's time to shine, though? It seems like it's been his time to shine since he debuted.
True, yes, and that's the weird part. It seems like he's... And I don't have a problem with Roman, but it seems like it's Vince is just dead set to get Roman to be the guy.
He's the next Cena. No matter how we look at it, no matter whether we like it or hate it, he's the next Cena. He's the guy that's going to be shit on because of his push, even though he's good in the ring. He has a lot less charisma, though, and he has a lot less mic work than Cena. And Cena had all that stuff from the get-go.
Yeah, it was
like,
a Cena from the beginning.
Within a year.
Yeah. He was good as
Roman hasn't.
Yeah. That's the problem. It seems like... And that's the other problem that WWE has. They can only push one person at a time, it seems like. I mean, they got lucky with Braun.
I don't know why you can't push, like, one person in each division, or even two acts. There's no... I don't see how that's difficult.
Okay. And this is the problem without having the belt around enough. Because there's...
Brock's a heel, too, technically.
Yeah, technically, yeah. I guess that's the problem without the belt around, because like my biggest issue is right now, like I'm a huge Seth supporter, but it's been awful. Like I even barely pay attention to his matches. I hardly paid attention to his match with Sheamus. It was good match. But I didn't care. Like the storylines they're putting Seth into, I just don't care. And I'm a huge Seth Rollins fan, so it's not like you know, I try to gloss over his faults or the faults they're having with him, but his matches have dipped in quality, and the storylines they put him in are sheer garbage.
You know what the turning point was, oddly enough, was the night they selected him number one overall. Honestly, if you look at that tape,
from that point on, it's been downhill.
It's been unfortunate, and I mean, I feel the same way with Dean, because Dean was hot that night, and Dean went downhill really fast with his feud against Dolph, and then he dropped to AJ.
Yep.
And he hasn't been the since. He hasn't been the same
since. Yeah.
But I will ask this question. We say that they're not using Seth and Dean to help get heels over. Is that true? Because are they going to help Sheamus and Cesaro get over, or are they just going to steal all their thunder?
So Dean and Seth would be the same thing as Cesaro and Sheamus. So it would make sense to leave the belts on Cesaro, because they should get a rub off of beating Dean and Seth. And whatever happens to Dean and Seth, they honestly should start to feud. One of them should turn heel. I don't care at this point. Dean needs it. They both need it. Let's face it. They both need it. Dean hasn't been. So I guess Dean hasn't had the run yet. Yeah.
That's. Dean would also... Well... No... If Dean would change his style once he became a heel, then I say Dean. If he's going to keep doing the stupid bounces off the rope into the clothesline, fuck him, turn Seth. I'm okay with it. But somebody's got to turn, and they really shouldn't take the belts off Cesaro. They need to give Cesaro promo time. They're not getting over.
Yeah, and that's the problem. That's what scares me at SummerSlam, because I really feel that they're going to give it to Dean and Seth. And here's the only reason why I think they're going to do that. Neither of them held the tag team belts. Gives them a belt to hold on to give them some kind of importance. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm an idiot. I forgot they held it as a shield. I'm a moron. No, wait. Wasn't it Roman and Seth who held it, not Dean and Seth? So I was right.
No, you were half wrong. That's what you were.
I meant they never held it together.
Sure, we can change history as we go along. That's cool.
Jesus
was Puerto Rican.
But like, I think they're going to... Well, okay, then let me rephrase it this way. They don't want Seth and Dean to be unhappy. And since they've been like in middling hell, I honestly think they're going to give them the belts to give them something to do. And maybe then eventually drop it to either the Revival or GNA, which I'm assuming at this point would be Revival. But... That's honestly what I think, because it can't have, you can't have Seth and, or you can't have Cesaro drop it to Revival, can you? I mean, or GNA.
GNA's interesting, because they're like in that middling territory where they got a few pops when they called the Revival nerds, because the Revival's the hardest, they're the biggest badasses as far as heels go in the tag team. Then you got Cesaro and Gallus and Anderson. They're like tweeners almost.
Yeah, to them. Yeah.
And then you got the Hadley boys and this Seth and Dean.
Yeah.
And the Cracker Club.
Yes. How are they doing? I hope it's just to keep Cesaro, give them a good feud. Cesaro needs a good feud. It needs a good match. Well, they already had a good match with the Hardleys.
And they got no follow-up recognition.
Exactly.
They had a great match.
Yep.
No follow-up.
Yep. So I think they need that good match with not even doesn't have to be a follow-up. It could really just a good match that gets them over like, hey, holy crap, they beat the Hardys and they beat Seth and Dean. That's impressive. And then start having them go after, I don't know. The problem is like GNA or Revival going after them. If you treat Cesaro as a tweener team, they can do wonders. And then when they finally give the belt up to the Revival, it'll be fantastic.
If I was WWE, I would seriously consider making the SummerSlam match either a ladder match or a full-out TLC. Give these guys a chance. All four of them. To shine.
Yeah, and they would be right up their alley. It's not happening. We can just throw that out the window right now.
Well, we don't have any gimmick matches yet slated, so it
Well, we do happen. Technically with a guest referee, but...
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Let's stick with the tag teams. Yeah, by the way, we're talking about Raw now, everybody. if you didn't know.
Everybody stopped as soon as the music stopped.
Exactly.
Okay?
They was
like, fuck these guys.
So let's continue talking about the Raw tag teams. I mean, direction-wise, not bad. I really like what's going on. The Hardys are doing great work developing GNA and the Revival. So they're doing really good work there. And I'm actually more interested in their three tag teams than I am with Seth, Dean, and Cesaro, which is sad because two of those people are two of my favorite wrestlers, and I'm just waiting for the match. I don't even care about the build-up to that match. I'm just waiting for the match.
Like, for me, I'm just so happy because right now, if you look at any division in WWE, Raw's tag team division's the hottest division going right now. And a lot of it has to do with the Revival coming back, the Hardys putting on their work boots to get these young guys over, Cesaro putting their work boots on, and Gallus and Anderson just going along for the ride and being who they are, just finally actually getting time to shine a little bit.
Yeah. Well, they got time to shine, and they shined, but then Enzo and Cass came out. Who else came out right after them that kind of killed them?
Was it women? No, it wasn't women. Was it Cruiserweights? No.
No, Cruiserweights were way after them.
Was it Elias versus like Kalisto? Or Sin Cara? I don't know.
Something killed GNA. What happened? Like, they had a really... Oh, New Day killed them, really.
New Day kills everything that they touch, and yeah, there's still lots of people that are fully supportive of New Day. I'm like... Stop it. Break them up. Make them single stars.
Yes.
All three guys can be single stars.
They're clearly ready to be singles. Like, Kofi's ready to get the old young guys over. Xavier is a great mid-carder. Big E is superstar written all over him, and I cannot believe they're still holding him down.
Kofi reminds me of a skinnier, high-flying Cesaro.
Yes.
I wanted to see those two guys have a good match. I'm frustrated in the fact of who they have in tag teams, and then you see these singles guys that aren't in tag teams, and they really have shit matches as single stars.
Yeah.
Like, Ty Dillinger should be in a tag team.
He needs to be in a tag team. He needs something to get him out there, because they got him out there, and people really like his gimmick, and they just don't give us any time with him.
Well, I mean, think about... I don't want to jump right over to SmackDown.
No, yeah, we got to kind of...
When we get to SmackDown, I really want to talk about their mid-card because I have a lot to say about that, but okay. I won't get into it right now. Really, though, Raw Tag Team is the one thing that's going right on Raw.
Yes. And no, that's not the only thing that's going right.
Good.
It's not the only thing that's going good.
It's not, but it... I'm sorry. No, I'm not. Fuck it. I'm done. I'm done with the Brock Lesnar thing. If he retired today and never came back, would you care?
Nope. I stopped caring a long time ago. I stopped caring about a year ago, I'd say, by now.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And honestly, he's holding back that division. No matter how good Joe, Roman, and Braun are doing, and then we can also throw in Finn and Bray, because they're also heavyweights, it doesn't matter because... Brock is the one holding everybody.
Yes.
Because he's not around. Like, if he was around every week, okay, fine, defend that shit. But if you're not going to be around, don't hold the belt.
Right. And that's in WWE. That's on WWE. They're like, oh, let's put it on him. He's a prize fighter. It'll make it more, exclusive and great. No, you fucked this up. We don't give a shit about Brock. I mean, when they killed it with Braun, that's when they should have gone, yep, we screwed up. Let's get that belt off of him. Because Braun is legitimately the hottest thing right now. And I still have to say, even though Brock has that belt, the heavyweight division is still is fantastic. I mean, I cannot wait for that four-way SummerSlam. As long as Brock doesn't win. If Brock wins, I'm going to be kind of pissed.
Unless there's a TLC match, I say that's going to be the match of the night.
Yes.
I also want to say...
Possibly AJ, KO, and Shane. If they do it right. Because you're right. We'll talk about that when that comes up.
Yeah. Here's my biggest issue, and I meant to say it during the tag team discussion, but it fits right now.
Okay.
If the announcers would put half as much effort into building up the tag team division as they do in just putting over Brock Lesnar or Roman Reigns singularly, if they would just put in that much effort to get the tag teams over on commentary, the tag teams would be viewed as something bigger. Instead, they're wasting all their breath being like, oh, Roman's the biggest guy in the yard, and Brock Lesnar, he's a prize fighter.
Every time they talk about Roman, it's always, it's his yard. I'm like, no, stop forcing
like,
that.
Are we doing backyard wrestling now? Yeah. Like, what yard are we talking about? I never see these guys fight in a yard.
I know, right? And he's not even the big dog. They're forcing it down our throats, and I really hate that. Really just hate it. All right, let's move on, and let's talk about the opening segment. Let's talk about that.
Alrighty.
So the opening segment, Kent, for Raw. Why can't I remember what was now? Because
Brock Lesnar.
Yes, Brock. That was Kurt Brock. Angle. So we're still yes. Let's talk about that real quick.
Good segue.
There was a segue. I knew there was a segue to it. I just couldn't remember. Okay, we just talked about it. We don't really give a crap about Brock. Do you think it was a waste then of having Brock? Or because like for me, Brock showed up. Okay, who cares? Whatever. It wasn't like holy crap. They did waste an opportunity. He should have gone in there and leveled those guys in the triple threat match. And then
right.
Stood tall.
The run-in would have been more valuable than anything else,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the win for Roman was worth... Who cares that Roman won that? It was a great match. But it was a great match that could have used a crap ending.
It was a great TV match that could have actually been a very good overall match in general perspective had there been something more properly done. And maybe, if you don't waste the time on that opening segment, maybe you give more time to that match and make
right.
it better.
Wow. That was such a big wasted time. I mean, basically, Kurt came out, talked about the match. Brock came out and basically took 10 minutes to tell us that if he doesn't win, he's leaving the WWE. Okay.
Right,
okay.
Which is just all setting him up for the possibility of UFC, which now it sounds like he's officially back in the USADA testing pool, so he's gearing up for a fight.
Yes, well, I think because he's been called out.
Yeah, against a guy 40 pounds lighter than him. He's never going to take that match, because if he loses...
Oh, yeah, I know, right?
Like, you don't take that match. The only time you take a match like that is like Floyd Mayweather versus Conor, because Floyd's like, I'm going to make a shitload of money and there's no way in hell I'm losing. Like, there's Buster Douglas beating Mike Tyson level of certainty that this shit's not happening.
I agree with you, because you're right. If Brock lost, he would lose so much credibility that he is basically has just to... He can rest on his laurels, but if he takes this match and loses, his laurels are gone.
Yeah, but how much more money? I know rich people always still want more money. Everybody wants more money. But at what point is it worth putting his body through it? His body's not accepting of it. So stop pushing and be happy with the hot wife, your kids, your fucking big ass, you know, cabin in the fucking woods.
And your lucrative contract with WWE that you basically have to do nothing with.
And they make you look like $1 million despite you doing 3 moves in a match, but nobody calls you out. Let's
right,
say 5
right.
moves of doom for Cena.
It's true. And it's just, oh my God. Yeah, you're right. If Brock Lesnar, I'll be honest with you. I want Brock Lesnar to lose at SummerSlam. I could care less if I never see him again.
Yeah. If he's gone, I'm fine. But now comes the other question. If he loses, and he loses to Roman Reigns, do you want him to come back? Because Brock's rub needs to not be to Roman, or else everything is complete. That means Roman will have gotten Brock and Taker's rub, and I can't accept that.
Oh.
I can't.
If he loses, this is the perfect opportunity to lose to Braun. Or even Joe. Even Joe. But Braun... Okay, Joe has staying power. I honestly don't know how long Braun has.
Bron's a lot younger. That's
yes,
what Bron has.
But they had some. They got really lucky with some crazy segments that, let's face it, they were great only because I think the way Bron acts. And if they didn't do that, was lightning in a bottle. Like his everything they've done with him has been lightning in the bottle with him. I don't know if it'll last. Because remember how we were talking about this?
Isn't he like this year's Heath Slater in the fact that he could go right back down to nothing if they don't capitalize?
If they don't capitalize on him, he could go back to nothing. That's what I'm worried about. So capitalize on Bron. Joe is staying power. Joe is a champion, champion, champion. Like there's, if Joe 4 years from now decided he wanted the WWE title, I wouldn't be like, okay, whatever. I'm like, yeah, Joe, anytime, anywhere, he deserves it. Bron,
Bron needs to rub more. I agree with you.
Yeah, but I wouldn't.
Joe can be built up quicker and easier.
Yes, but I wouldn't be upset if Joe won it either. So I'm not like, oh god, crap, Joe won. If Roman wins, oy, it's gonna be real rough.
Yeah, it's gonna be winter is coming already.
You know? Yeah, for a long time. It's gonna be the long winter this time.
All right, we got to tackle the bitches, right? I mean, women.
We can call them bitches. Carrie's not here. All right, yeah, let's talk about the women. I honestly know nothing of what happened with Raw, except I do know Bayley and Nia fought, and Bayley legitimately got hurt to a point where it may not be a chance to wrestle at SummerSlam.
So here's a couple of interesting things. One, I don't know if you watched last week.
I didn't.
No, you didn't.
Right.
Nia and now does a somersault senton. She bounces off the ropes and does a somersault senton. And it looks really nice from Nia.
She's gotten a lot better. I'll give her credit.
Yeah, because she's finally working with people that's not Asuka, because Asuka's not going to raise your game any. Asuka's great, but she doesn't elevate people.
No, Asuka is, I'm great, I take care of me, you can look like $1 million because of me. Not... I'll help you out. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and she is Goldberg. So they're treating her like Goldberg.
She's a better technical Goldberg. Yeah. That's all. She can put on matches unlike Goldberg.
Right. I would say if she can hold her own, and she can hold her own against anybody. It's just that the anybody that she fights against looks like $1 million going against her, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a rub for that person.
Right. Now, I'm going to guess you did not watch Bring It to the Table this week.
Not yet.
Right?
Nope.
Okay. At one point, they discuss a legit beef between Bliss and Sasha. And they're like, why aren't they capitalizing on that for SummerSlam if they have a legitimate beef?
Do they have... What is the legitimate beef?
I don't know. It sounds like Sasha's jealous of Bliss's success despite not being as good of a quality wrestler. She's just all, you know, whatever.
Go ahead.
It's interesting. It's an interesting beef if it is legit. So Bayley's injury may be Sasha versus Bliss was a good match.
Yes, yes, I was ready for that match. Out of those three, I was hoping for a triple threat, but I'd rather have taken Bliss and Sasha over Bliss and Bayley.
Right, because we saw so much of Bliss and Bayley already.
Right, and that was garbage. Pure garbage. Did not do the best for either of them. Now, here's the thing. I do honestly think Sasha's the better wrestler than Bliss. But Bliss is the whole package. I mean, she brings everything to the table.
Did you get to that question?
Yeah, I answered it. What I said was this. She is, out of the women, by far, there's not even comparison. She is the whole package, and there's nobody even close to her.
Who would you have second?
Of the women?
Yeah.
I would go, honestly, either Becky or Sasha, honestly, out of them.
I went with Carmella, only because she's so much better than everybody else on the mic except for Bliss. Whereas Becky and Sasha and Bliss and Emma all are around the same in-ring for me.
Yeah, I think Sasha is better. Sasha and Becky are better in the ring. A lot better than Carmella. But
Carmella's probably like a 3 or 4 out of 10 in ring. She really is.
Yeah, and that's. She can be brought up. They're working with her, I think. They see potential in her, which is fine.
Oh, she's so improved since NXT.
Yeah.
Amazing improvement. Yep. Same with Bliss, though.
Yeah.
So it's the same idea.
But Bliss, see, that's the difference. Bliss, well, not for Carmella, and it's against Sasha and them. Bliss has stepped up her game, where Sasha is resting on whatever laurels she had at NXT.
Because she doesn't have a gimmick that suits her, and she knows it.
Right, but they're making her face. They should be making her heel. She is classic heel.
Yeah, her. It baffles me that her and Charlotte are both
faces right now. Yeah,
when they are two of the best heels in the women's division. Although, I mean, the reality is Nia's going to also turn. If you think about it, most of the women in the division are almost all natural heels, with the exception being Bayley. And Naomi.
And Becky. Although Becky would be a great heel. Becky's a good face.
Becky is a really good face, but her NXT work as a heel was also really good, just saying.
Yeah.
She can do both. Just like...
I would say Alexa... But Alexa, she can do everything. The one thing that Alexa does that none of the other girls can do... is she can turn a crowd. She can work a crowd, I should say. She works crowds. She knows how to do it. She's got the great psychology for it. And I always bring it back to this, my favorite moment that made me go, holy crap, she is a...
I already know.
A legit star.
Is it the high five?
Yes. It was so fantastic. Those little things that she does that nobody else does.
She has the body language, and she has the inflections in her voice when she's cutting promos.
Right.
Those are two key things that a lot of women just don't excel at. And her body language, that's where Carmella's starting to get caught up.
Yes.
She's killing it in that regard.
Not in the ring yet. She's not in the ring yet. Where Alexa, she's not the best in the ring. If you're just talking about in-ring, I'd still have to say it's either Sasha, Becky, or Charlotte in-ring.
Bliss, I would give like a 5, but, maybe a 6.
I would say, but Bliss has come from, honestly, garbage. She's jumped up to at least a 5 or a 6, I would say. Yeah, if you're talking about a 10, 5 or a 6 now, definitely. And depending on who she's fighting against, it could be better.
I agree.
So,
I suggested in the blog that if they would just do a straight-up trade of all the faces, both the Raw's faces to SmackDown and SmackDown's faces to Raw... I think that would really reinvigorate everybody.
I think it would too. Yeah, because then it would give fresh feuds we haven't seen in a while. And they are doing another shakeup, apparently, I hear, after SummerSlam. This should
be the... Which will lead to my next question, Russ.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead.
Good segue. Thank you.
Yes, no problem.
Who's the biggest name you would move from each brand? Not including Cena, because... He's just like a free agent.
Right. Cena doesn't count. All right. Honestly, if you're going to move somebody from Raw, Dean. No, Dean just got back over. Screw Dean. Seth. Seth needs to go. Everyone else, Bray just came over. Dean just came over. Miz just came over. Finn, it doesn't matter where he is right now because he just came back from injury not too long ago. Brock, who gives a shit? Roman feels like a Raw.
How do you feel about Baron and Braun switch?
I don't think Braun works in SmackDown. Baron, I could definitely see working in Raw, but I can't see Braun working on SmackDown. Braun, I was about to say.
Braun is the hard one to do there.
Yeah. Braun, to me, seems like he fits Raw. Like, he fits Raw.
I would actually move Bray back. I know he just moved. Bray has been dead in the water.
Oh, God, yes. They have such an easy-made feud in Finn and I can't think of his
Bray.
Name. Bray, thank you. I was about to call him Braun. There's too many BRs in this damn...
Baron, Bray, Braun.
Bray and Finn, they have such a great feud for them. Think about it. They first have their first fight. Bray wins. Takes advantage. You know, he's like, oh, you see, you know, and then they feud with each other, and then Bray is trying to draw out the demon. Finn won't let it happen or whatever reasoning. And then finally, he pulled, like, Survivor Series or somewhere down the line there, he finally gets the demon out, and we have a nice little whatever to finish up the feud match between the two. That's a feud that could easily last 3 to 4 months and not be stale if they worked it properly.
Yeah, but we're going to get the demon at SummerSlam.
Oh, I know.
We already teased it.
I know, and that's the worst part. Why, it shouldn't be at SummerSlam. It should be Finn versus Bray. Finn loses. Bray needs to win this match.
Bray needs some momentum in order to be taken seriously. Finn right now is still over. Finn needs to get some wins, but it doesn't need to be right now.
Right, doesn't mean right now, exactly. You know what else we should talk about real quick? Is let's talk about Jason Jordan and Gable.
Boo. I mean, boo then yay.
All right, so you watched the Miztourage segment, or the Miz TV segment.
Brutal.
It was awful. There was nothing I thought the Miz could do to save that. And the Miz is great at saving a lot of crap. And that was awful. Like, Jason Jordan...
You can say what you want about me, but don't say anything about my dad that I just got it.
Yeah. And you know what the worst part is? I thought for sure he was going to go a different direction with that. Because I was like, I was waiting for him to like, okay, hold on, let's see where he's going with this. And then he brought up the most generic way of saying it. You can say whatever you want about me, but don't say anything about my dad. You hardly know this man. Who gives a fuck?
It baffled me, and Jordan just doesn't have the charisma.
Dude.
And this is... Miz is really dying out there as of late. He doesn't... They feuded him with Dean way too much, and that feud was fresh, you know, fucking 8 months ago.
Right.
It, like, he had that little thing with Finn Balor on, like, the pre-show of, like, April's pay-per-view or something.
Yep.
That fell flat.
Yep.
They're... Miz needs... God damn
it. Miz needs to go back to SmackDown. That's
Miz and Daniel just had chemistry.
Yeah. Well, okay, both Raw and SmackDown have been pretty garbagey lately, but... I don't know. Raw just seems to always miss the target with their what they're trying to do. And it's just been so bad. Except for a few minor exceptions, like Braun. I think they keep on throwing darts. This is what I honestly think when they're in there. They take darts, throw them, whatever word it comes closest to on this word board, they go with that and say, Braun, do as ridiculous as you possibly can with this. And he does it. He makes magic out of it. Braun is like the only thing that they're doing right, other than Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe's the other thing they're doing right, too.
Which took them 3 months to get their heads out of their ass. Yes. But they finally did. The thing, you know, I think the reason why we're so much harder on Raw than we are SmackDown is because they have twice the talent. Like, they have such a ridiculously talented roster, comparatively.
Yes.
And yet, SmackDown knows it's limited. They say, we're going to have 3 or 4 matches a week, and we're going to give you a couple good matches, give them time, and then we're going to have some backstage segments, and that's what you're going to get every week.
Right.
And... some weeks we're not going to hit a home run, but we're going to be consistent. Raw, on the other hand, they can go an hour without a match some weeks, it seems.
Yeah, and sometimes they go... and sometimes they go... they give us matches, but they're all, like, cut off or 3 seconds long. There's too many people on Raw that they have to get out and shown. And they have too many people on SmackDown.
Is Truth and Goldust still feuding?
I don't know.
Like, is that still a thing? Like, I'm wondering, because I haven't heard from him in, like, 3 or 4 weeks.
Right, so. I was going to say, I haven't heard about 3 or 4 weeks, but to be fair, I didn't watch a week ago, so I don't know if maybe they had something there. Beats me. Oh, man, it's...
So, we made fun of Jordan. Can we actually talk about the positive aspect of your question?
Well, before we get to that real quick, I haven't seen Jordan wrestle enough to say he's good or bad in the ring. Like, that's the one thing I don't understand. How come he had one match last week? Granted, I didn't see it, so I don't know. But he didn't have it. He had a talking segment this week, and they didn't do anything else other than that. I need to see him in the ring before I completely etch him out and say he's garbage.
He's not garbage in the ring, but he's not nearly as good in the ring as they're going to promote him to be. He can be, though. That's the one thing. Jordan can be groomed into a top guy.
Yes.
If he can get his mic skills down and get his timing down. More importantly, though, he needs charisma, and he may just be not have the charisma. He could be a Dolph Ziggler. Except Dolph's actually good on the
Dolph's
mic.
Dolph's got charisma.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess more of a Dolph Ziggler role in the company as far as being that guy
get other people over. Right. I think that would be a good for Jason. I don't know. Again, I have to watch him his match. I'll give him till SummerSlam. If he doesn't pull off a match at SummerSlam, I'll write him off. Even if he wins, I don't care. I write him off.
Well, it's him versus Miz. I mean, it's going to be probably a 12-minute match.
Yeah. Probably. It won't be any much longer than that. Too many matches going on for SummerSlam.
Right. We kind of know what we're getting with that one.
Yeah. But now let's segue into the better part of that and to SmackDown, because I think we talked everything we really want to talk about. Oh, no. Cass.
We didn't make fun of Big Cass.
Yeah, darn.
And his great theme song. And that great match.
How is that
main eventing?
How did they make that the main event? There were so many other choices to make the main event. And I know we talked about it in the blog. We know that it's ratings. But
9deuce.com/wrestling.
Yes. But the match was terrible. There were so many better segments they could have put there. And wow, I don't know. I cannot believe.
I would have rather had the Brock and Kurt thing at the end. If Brock wasn't going to interfere in the match to begin with,
yeah,
I would have much rather had that segment end it rather than Big Cass versus fucking Big Show.
Yeah, and that was bad. Like, Big Show, okay, I know Big Show could put good matches on because Braun versus Big Show. So now we're talking Cass versus Big Show. This should have been a no-brainer if Cass is any worth what he is. I am so disappointed because I liked Cass. I still kind of like him as a person, but wow, he is not ready.
Nope. I knew that for a long, long, long time. I've pretty much been echoing that sentiment since we started this podcast. I have not been proven wrong, and if I do get proven wrong, I will gladly eat the humble pie, but right now there's no pie for me to be eating.
No.
Here's an interesting thought. Big Show has main evented more Raws than a good chunk of the Raw roster. He's had like 4 main events this year already.
I know.
That's kind of weird, right?
It is, because he doesn't do anything else other than a couple of things. And like get a couple people over and that's it. That's all he does.
I think he's had more main event matches than regular matches this year.
Yeah.
Like he shows up and if he does a match, it's in the main event usually.
Yeah, and that's it. And he doesn't do anything else. Which I guess good for him. But Big Cass and Big Show at SummerSlam, I'm assuming, with Enzo in Big Show's corner, right? It should be a good match, because I know Big Show can perform.
Cass can't.
So Cass can't, but Cass has a chance to show us that he deserves to be Braun or somebody else or whatever.
Cass just doesn't look like he's tall, but he doesn't look like shit. And they healed the wrong guy.
Yes.
And Enzo is a perfect heel.
Yes.
A perfect chicken shit heel. He's that perfect guy. And Cass would be good as a good big guy.
Yes.
But no. No. So, once again, like I did 5 minutes ago, I beg you, can we talk about Chad Gable?
Yes. All right, let's back. That's Raw. We got Raw out of the way. Let's go to SmackDown. Let's talk.
Nothing. Carrie's not here.
I know, right? Well, if Carrie were here, we'd be done with this podcast about 20 minutes ago at this point.
We'd be done. I'd be watching videos of Paige.
Exactly. Videos with Brad Maddox and Xavier Woods in them.
Woo, woo, woo.
Now, oh, we don't. Real quick, I don't know. This is why we also need Carrie, because Carrie segments things perfectly. We just go half-ass or whatever. I do believe that the 31st has passed, sir, and Are Paige and Alberto still together?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. You know, like, seriously, I woke up on August 1st, and I was like, I'm going to check the wrestling rumors just on, and I see Paige, and I'm like, holy shit, I have a chance.
Yep. And then no. Not even close.
So, not next week, but the week after when Carrie returns, I have to do a full podcast where I am positively Kent.
And it should be right before SummerSlam. This should be fantastic.
I reiterate.
Hey, Ross. Speaking of, who's your man crush of the week?
Oh, well, I'm glad you asked me about my man crush of the week. So, we're talking about SmackDown right now, even though we didn't even talk about SmackDown yet. I'm going to go with my man, and he's been showing up in a lot of segments lately, but this week was a special one. I'm going to go with Connor from The Ascension. And here's why I'm going with Connor from The Ascension. Okay, so he's a big man, or he's been getting bigger as we speak, because he loves the buffet in the back and doesn't give a shit about the workout in the front. I know why now this man is this big. During his segment on Fashion Peaks, in a weird dream sequence, which I loved, by the way, it was a great throwback to Twin Peaks, him dancing around just a little bit and then pouring syrup on a wood chunk log was hilarious. I thought that was fantastic. And now we know why he's super fat. He's eating big pieces of wood with maple syrup. That is just unhealthy. But I thought it was great. So he's my man crush of the week.
I wonder if that wood was maple.
It could have been. Did you get any of the hints they were going at?
No. Only thing I could remember, only thing that I kept thinking of was, like, this is like Mr. Burns' dream sequence with Lisa.
Which is a twin. That was also a Twin Peaks
right
reference. So
that's all I could think of. I don't know. Was there hints that I was supposed to pick up?
Well, they had the Rose, which made me think Adam Rose, but is he even in WWE anymore?
He hasn't been since a year and a half ago, maybe.
Okay. And then the only thing I can think of is Log Cabin. And I don't know who would connect
so
Log.
So, Braun Strowman.
Right.
The Rose, could that be indicative of Mike and Maria?
Possible, but why would they have trashed?
Why would The Ascension go see Eddie Money?
That's a good point.
I don't know where this is going, but I'm just enjoying the hell out of the ride at this point.
They have done,
I don't need answers.
Yeah, they have done a great job. Yes, not all the segments are slam dunk hilarious, but they have done a really, really good job keeping this fresh. And now it needs to pay off in a big way with a nice match.
Yeah, but I don't even, are they legitimately holding out until Authors of Pain can come out? Like, I'm seriously wondering, like, what are they waiting on, or who are they waiting on? Because I haven't heard of any, like, tag teams getting signed that are going to be big enough.
Yeah, I have no idea, but we're going to get some answers next week, because Tyler knows where, at least where Fandango is. Fandango looked
hot
great.
Hot
quiz,
hot shot.
What?
When was the last time Priest Dango had a match?
4 weeks ago?
I don't even remember who it was.
Yeah, I don't know. I was about to say, they've been doing more of these segments, which, kudos to them, I love the segments, but they do need some matches. They really need some matches.
You know, Al Snow recently did an interview, and he's like, you know, people like us, we bitch and moan about certain people not getting enough push. He's like, every, like, minute or 30 seconds that WWE does airtime, it costs like $50,000. So he's like, it doesn't matter if you're jobbing, if you're doing a backstage segment, that's $50,000 per 30 seconds. So yeah, they're advertising the shit out of their product, even if you don't view it that way. I was like, well, Austin, just put me in my place. That's awesome.
I understand the business part of it and what they do, why they do it. But there is such better ways they could do it.
Yeah, Cody Rhodes just said
in another interview segment. Jesus Christ, I know. Bring these things up. He's like, if the guys who are the producers, like Arn Anderson, Vince, Michael Hayes, Road Dogg, if they would just stop being producers and just be on creative and them just be the creative guys, WWE would be amazing right now. He's like, but unfortunately, they're busy doing producing roles and not working on the creative aspects.
Right.
Oh, and Triple H.
Triple H, yeah, but he has no creative at this point on the main rosters.
Right, but I mean, if he did, like, if you got those five guys.
Oh, yeah, if you get, I worry about
maybe
Vince,
maybe Flair in there.
Yeah, I worry about Vince, though. I think he's too set in his ways, and he's too old.
If Vince's sole focus was on creative,
just creative
and nothing else,
yeah,
I think he'd be amazing still, but that or else Roman would be making Superman jokes.
Right.
Either way.
Right. That's what I worried about. It'd be all Roman all the time. So
he's so vascular.
He is. All right. We're still on SmackDown. Let's talk about Chad Gable. Because...
Oh, 10 minutes ago.
Right. We got it. We're finally there. So, yes, Jason Jordan was not the right choice. It should have been Chad Gable because, let's face it, this week I know one thing for sure. Chad Gable can fucking wrestle. Holy shit. You are pulling a Russell.
Isn't it funny how Jason Jordan got all the hype, but Chad Gable just put on... Him and Rusev stole the show.
That was a fucking clinic.
I mean, Rusev doesn't get enough props. Yeah. They just showed... I want more of their matches.
Yeah.
As excited as I am about Randy versus Rusev, and I am excited, please, give me more Chad and Rusev. Give me... I want to see Chad and Sammy. I think they could put on a
match. I was going to say, Chad and Sammy would be fantastic. Who else would be good? Almost anybody with Chad, I think. The match was short.
Owens. I'd like to see Owens.
Oh, yeah. That would be fantastic. Holy crap. I think their styles would be very, very good together. Chad and Rusev, it wasn't a long match, but it was exciting, fast-paced, good close near falls. And it never...
Logical ending.
Yeah, and it made sense how they ended it. It was perfectly done. Like, there was a point where I was like, okay, there's no way Chad's winning this. It's got to be Rusev. Rusev needs a win. And they did it so perfectly, the ending.
It's one of those endings where Chad didn't get buried at all.
No.
The only mistake Chad made was that he didn't put the ankle lock on Rusev's strong foot.
Yes.
That was the mistake, and that was the story that they told. Wow. Amazing. They told a story, yeah. And it made sense.
That's the worst part. Well, that's not the worst part. That's the best part. It made sense. Like, everything they did was, it was made sense. And Chad losing that match didn't hurt him at all. It was clear to me, like, holy crap, this kid can wrestle. And it made me go, okay, I didn't expect him to win against Rusev. So,
right.
I can't wait to see what they do with him.
So Chad versus Dolph, I think, should be a thing that happens.
Yes.
And I alluded to this earlier tonight. I want to say, it's amazing that despite the roster sizes, SmackDown, if they want to, has one of the greatest mid-cards in professional wrestling history. Right at this moment, with Dolph,
yep.
Rusev, Luke, Rowan, Gable, Sammy, Dillinger, potentially both hype bros, Aiden English. That's an amazing.
That's 10 mid-card. Guys, and all of them are great mid-carders.
Yeah, like, that's what they need to focus on right now, is they need to, the U.S. Championship needs to stop being in the upper card, and
yep.
They need to lower it to that mid-card.
Get rid of gender, or make gender your real, isn't gender like a paper champion, it seems like? They just have it on him to get that Indian...
Yeah, and it's... They're trying to suggest that it's working, and, I mean, rumor has it that it's staying on him for a lot longer than we'd like it to.
But if they're going to do that, then they need to make him... Okay. I'll throw this as an example. When Seth was the champion, he was the main event the entire time, and they always put on feuds that were... you know, relevant. It feels like, to me, with gender, they aren't making him the main event. They're just saying, hey, he's the champion. Yay. Hey, Randy, go fight him in horrible matches. Oh, that didn't work. Okay. Hey, Shinsuke, you've got nothing going on.
Is there a fear that Shinsuke, based on what he did to Cena, is there a fear that Shinsuke is going to maim or seriously injure Jinder? Because Jinder's neck can't handle what Cena's neck can handle.
I didn't think Cena's neck could handle what that was. That was a legitimate, dangerous botch. He better. I hope he apologized to Cena in the back, because holy shit, the way
Shinsuke
he landed
is the most overrated guy right now.
He's sloppy,
and it needs to be acknowledged. He put Aries out for months. He put Joe out, and that could have seriously ended Cena's career.
Yeah,
those are top guys, and
top
Shinsuke
guys.
Yeah, top guys. Like, I don't know what to do other than they need to put ban some moves on him or something. Because
no, he needs to be a cleaner. He needs to be cleaner. He is sloppy. Like, I've been giving him a pass up until this point too. I drew the line with this Cena thing. He is sloppy as shit. Like, he's very good and he's exciting in the ring, but he is sloppy. He needs to clean it up.
If you could put his charisma in Jason Jordan's body, you'd have the greatest wrestler that ever lived.
Probably. And that's a shame, because he is really charismatic. And that's why I probably gave him such a long pass, because I really like him. I still like him.
He's so likable. Yeah. He's incredibly likable.
Yeah.
He's just dangerous, and that needs to get curbed, or else he needs to get de-pushed. And that'll probably lead him back to Japan.
Yeah. Well, that should suck. I like to see him. But yeah, it's not hard to clean up, honestly. Come on. I mean, all he had to do with that throw, he needed to release it about 3 seconds earlier. And he didn't. He held on to it too long. I don't know why. Maybe he thought Cena wasn't ready or whatever. But, like, I watched it a couple times because they showed it in slow motion. Then I rewound it because I was like, holy shit, did Cena just break his fucking neck? Because, honestly, I didn't think he was going to get back up from that. And I looked at it, and you could tell Cena gave him the push-up. And then there was about, the slow motion, I counted about 3 seconds. And I'm like, okay, throw him. Nope. Okay, hold on to him about 5 more seconds. Okay, fine. Break his neck.
I see, it's tough on SmackDown. I would say, under normal circumstances, Baron will grow into the role, but he's not into the role yet. Owens isn't powerful enough. Really, they only have a couple of guys, and they already did Shinsuke and Dolph. Randy, or just say fuck it, put Shinsuke in a match with Brock Lesnar and do what they used to do old school. Punish a dude for fucking up.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar would punish the shit out of Shinsuke, and Shinsuke would not have a say in that matter over Brock.
Right, exactly.
You need somebody that can overpower him. Like, the JBL used to be that guy. Taker used to be that guy.
Yeah, I'm telling you, go watch it. You can see when Cena pushes off to get the suplex going. And you can see, like, when Shinsuke should have let go. And you're just thinking, I just kept on going, why are you still holding? You're going to overextend him. And it
reminded me of the Taz and Chris Benoit suplex. Or no, the Benoit and Sabu.
Yeah.
Benoit broke Sabu's neck. That's what it reminded me of.
Yep.
It was scary.
Yeah,
so shame on Shinsuke.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that. Like, when you put that on there, I had already was on the line of saying, yeah, Shinsuke really, really needs to be careful, because you're right, he is. And I am a Shinsuke apologist. I've given him all the way up to this point, but yeah, now with Cena in that, I'm curious. Did you see anything about maybe Cena being injured or no? It was lucky nothing happened.
Nothing. Cena's such a freak of nature.
True.
That it just probably didn't do anything. Does that botch, oddly, for me it does it lessen your excitement about him main eventing SummerSlam? Because it does for me, because I don't think he deserves it after all this shit.
I'm just afraid he's going to injure Jinder.
He's going to hinder Jinder?
He's going to really hinder Jinder. I think that's going to happen at SummerSlam.
I'm more terrified for, one, the Singh brothers, because they always take ridiculous bumps.
Yeah, and they
may kill them.
But, on the other hand, overextending them would probably be better, because they do a full flip. Cena was too big.
They're so small. Yeah, Cena was a large
man. Large man, and he was held way too long. He was over, like, he was already beyond his move when Shinsuke finally let go. That's when Cena should have already, that's the part Cena should have landed on, and he threw him too much, and Cena couldn't land.
In the midst of all this, though, major props to Cena for such a short match. He really put on a good match, and I know for fans don't want to hear this, but goddammit, Cena showed why he's one of the top guys of all time. Like, it was a short match, but he really did a lot of good stuff that match, I felt.
He was clean and crisp. It's like he never acts like he leaves. He was clean and crisp.
Like, he had no ring rust.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And he was really good. Yes. And so was Shinsuke was good, too. Just the botch, but it was a big botch. It's not like, see, that's the problem. Most of the match he did really good, but that was a huge mess up.
Any neck fuck up or head fuck up, that's where it gets bad, you know? With that being said, was you a little disappointed in no Baron running?
Yes, I was going to ask you about that. I'm kind of surprised they let it end cleanly. I really am. I thought for sure this was a perfect time for Baron to run in, or Baron, or even, heck, Jinder to come in and screw around with stuff. Nothing. They gave us a clean match. I was shocked, yes. And it kind of lessened it for me for the match. I honestly was looking forward. I just couldn't see the amount of time they had left. Because they didn't give it much time. It was about 15 minutes left in the show.
It seemed like a run-in
opportunity. Yeah, it seemed like a perfect time to... And why would they give us that match for free? Because now we know Shinsuke can beat John in a television match.
Right. Because I don't care. I came up with it, and I'm still going to say it was a damn fine idea that Baron came in, hits Shinsuke, causing the DQ win for Shinsuke, so... Rather than Shinsuke and Baron continue their feud, Shinsuke moves on and Cena gets pissed off at Baron,
right.
Like, that made so much sense, and that's what WWE used to do, so I thought that was coming a mile away.
Yeah, no.
And I was wrong.
I mean, they could still do it, but it won't be with a run-in. No. But it would have been logical. It would have been logical.
Yeah. All right, can we make fun of the KO AJ match number 437?
Yes.
A series of matches that has yet to live up to any potential in our minds.
Yes, I wanted to ask you this. Is it our fault because we just have these guys at such a high level that we expect it to be a high level match no matter what? Or
is this SmackDown's version of Seth versus Joe? It's not clicking for some reason, despite two of the best talents on the brand. It's not clicking.
And you know what the worst part is, though, for me? I'm still giving them another chance. I want SummerSlam. I'm giving them it. If they don't perform a SummerSlam, I'm done. I don't want to see them feud again.
Well, of course you're giving them another chance. You know why? Because we haven't seen a match of the year candidate in 2 or 3 months, it seems.
Not even close.
So, like, yeah, we are starving as fans to see a good match. So that's why we're in this abusive relationship, and we're ready to give our man another try.
That's right.
And he's probably going to beat our ass after the match, you know? But
on paper, KO and AJ, match of the year, no matter what. Shouldn't it?
Those are the two best workers on SmackDown. Yes, that should be match of the year.
Yeah, okay, ready? AJ, Cena, fantastic. KO, Cena, fantastic. It should be no-brainer, AJ, KO. But other than the triple threat match, I was going to say, now, the triple threat match between them was great, but that also had Jericho in there, so it doesn't count. So...
And really, no Jericho, so it was a 1 week... Are you okay with him coming back for a week? Like, did it make sense?
Yes, I thought it was. I think they called him up to... Because of the botch, they called him up and said, hey, we need you to get in here to give us a hand. Can you help us out? And I think he was just like, yeah, sure, I'm in the area. Why not?
It makes sense. Like, I'm all for a one-night appearance by Jericho, but there's always that part of me that's just like, I miss Jericho.
Yeah, me too. It showed why. He's great. But I also figured, and if you looked at the blog last week, I also wrote, I think it was a one-week thing. And this is the reason why. Fozzie actually has really good music. So I do
no,
listen.
No, they don't.
They have two good.
And I like that type of music. I can't get into their music, unfortunately.
Oh, listen to their new album. It's got a few songs that aren't bad. If you haven't listened to it yet.
So, Russ, you're going to make me a list of the songs, and then I will... I'm not going to randomly just listen to 10 tracks.
No, so listen to Judas.
You're going
to
make me a list.
All right, I'll make you a list.
I'm not
going to
remember this conversation.
Right, yeah. Okay, I'll make you a list. There's
Wasn't Judas the one that they used for NXT?
Yes, but it's a really good song.
It was good.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, it's a good song. And they have, like, two more on that album that are pretty good, too. Other than that, I haven't really listened to the rest of them. But... I know that he's still on tour, so I was like, there's no way he's coming back. Not yet.
Into the fall, right?
Yeah, into the fall, right? I think like September, October, then we might be seeing him again.
Yeah, which is fine. Like, I'm okay. Like, him taking breaks is good.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And he can do it. He's not stealing a belt or the biggest belt in the game and holding it for 6 months without seeing him, Brock.
Would you rather... it be KO versus Styles with Shane as the special guest ref or a three-way? I'd rather it be a three-way.
Oh, I'd rather it be a triple threat. Shane. Yeah. But...
And Shane's been getting in shape, too. Again.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned it on the blog, again, at wrestling9deuce.com.
Or
9deuce.com/wrestling. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's been a long time since I shilled. You know, Kerry usually does it now, so...
Damn you, Kerry, your school and education.
Your education, trying to get yourself smarted in. You mentioned that... I lost my train of thought now. See, that's the other thing. Lost my train of thought. What were we talking about?
Was it something to do with Shane McMahon getting in shape and always working with good people?
Shane McMahon never extends himself beyond what he knows he can do. He can take a beating like nobody's business. And... that's almost guaranteed a safe match because he doesn't care if he wins or loses. His ultimate goal is to make the other person look good. So,
and to have a fun match.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Yeah. So, you're almost guaranteed if he's in a match, it's. And we learned, I think we learned this lesson at WrestleMania because we were terrified of AJ versus Shane and they proved us wrong. And now, so now I'm on the board of, yeah, Shane, it makes sense. Shane doesn't have bad matches because. He doesn't care if he wins or loses. He wants the other guy to look good. And he doesn't go beyond... he doesn't try to go beyond what he knows he can do.
Right. He does things that are crazy to us, but things that he knows he can do.
Right.
And that works. Like, he can jump.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Then he should jump. And he's okay with putting his body in danger to the extent that he's doing it. I mean, it looks more dangerous to us.
Right.
But the reality is he's been practicing this stuff.
Yep.
He knows what he's doing, and he just picks really good opponents. He has his whole career.
Yeah.
I mean, even Kurt Angle in the worst, like, the scariest match of his career.
Oh, God. That was
fantastic. He's worked with Kurt Angle.
That was one of the best matches he's ever been in, too, though, so.
That was his best match, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I think so, too. Well, yeah, no, I was going to say... there was a few other matches that could be up there, but no, Carrot versus Shane is probably the best for Shane. The but on the other hand, do you think that this is leading up to KO versus Shane somewhere else down the line?
If only there was
a 30-minute show. Yes.
In which we could get updates. Oh wait, there was. It was called Smacking Talk and is hosted by
it's
Daniel Bryan on Tout.
Yes, there is a show, but it's not half an hour anymore, is it?
I don't know, and it's already been canceled, probably because Vince... I don't even understand how Vince has control, but it sounds like it's already been canceled, probably because WWE was against it, which is beyond insulting.
Yeah.
It's beyond insulting. They talked about that. I'm bringing it to the table was basically... it was great. That's all I will say.
Right.
Like, they talk about so many topics that we talk about, and sometimes it makes us look like fucking idiots for being fans. Whatever. As a matter of fact, one of the questions is, are there too many wrestling podcasts? I'm like, you're damn right,
there
That's
are.
That's why we have one.
That's right. When Kent and Russ and Kerry have one, you know you went too far.
Exactly.
Yeah, Let's talk about the match. We haven't even talked about the match. Yeah, it sucked. It was.
There was a match? What?
Yeah, KO and AJ. They had a match. It didn't suck. I did stop watching television. I did playing video games for it. Of course, it was mostly for the names. It's like, okay, I want to see what they're doing. And it should be good. It didn't suck. It was okay. And the ending was...
I can't even give it a 4, though. Like, it was an incomplete bullshit match. It was trying to get good, and then it didn't for the fucking umpteenth time. Like, that's the problem. Every time it starts to get into a flow, it just ends.
Yeah, it was weird. Now I know why they did that ending. It makes sense. And it kind of makes their botch, honestly. It kind of makes their botch look like it was planned now.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess that's good on them to own the mistake and make it, okay, it's part of this. So that worked, but their chemistry is just not there. And I don't know why, and I can't figure out why.
I meant to mention this earlier when we were talking about Raw, you know, 2 hours ago.
Right, yes.
Bray Wyatt is putting on weight again. He has put on about 10 to 20 pounds.
So he's on the Conor program. Good.
I think he got himself in shape for WrestleMania, and then he went to shit.
Yep. Well, he's not being pushed anymore, so why the fuck not, right?
Now I'm starting to wonder, like, I'm going to pay more attention to Rusev and KO to see if they... Rusev's always maintained about the same shape. KO did slim down, and I don't know if he's still in the slim, or if he's putting on weight.
No, I think he's putting back weight, but I thought Rusev looked a little slimmer. Maybe it could be the hair.
He just has such a unique body that I don't think it's ever going to fluctuate too much. I'm hoping not. I mean, as long as he's never Connor, we're fine.
Yeah. Well, Connor. Poor Connor.
Exactly.
He is my man crush, so. Connor.
We should probably do our last segments and wrap this up.
We really should. It's over 2 hours, and I knew this was going to happen. Whenever it's just me and you, we don't know when to shut up. All right, let's do... Kent, can you tell me your moment of bliss?
My moment of bliss came earlier today when I got a pizza. Isn't this back-to-back pizza-related weeks?
I got a pizza today, too.
Where'd you get it from?
A Pizza Hut. We don't have... we have some decent pizzas around here, but they're too far away and nobody wanted to drive to it. Pizza Hut's like 5 feet down the road.
Yeah, but right where the old Price Chopper Plaza was, there's a pizza place that's not bad. I don't know. Anyways, I got mine from House of Pizza.
Okay, yeah, which you have fantastic right down the road from you, yep.
And then we tried to do a podcast with one of our fans, a 10-year-old gentleman by the name of Thomas, and technical issues galore, and probably about 45 minutes in, we finally tapped out.
Yes.
And... that just goes to prove that whenever Russ and I try doing something innovative on here, we are doomed to
mediocrity.
Not get we're doomed to not get lube.
Yes,
we're just taking it.
Yes.
So I wish to blame Carrie, because if Carrie was here, we wouldn't have even tried to get creative.
You're right.
Just done the same. So Carrie, this is all your fault. But at least my pizza was good, and that's my moment of bliss this week.
It's a good one. All right. So, in honor of trying to make this...
Oh, wait.
Oh, what?
Game of Thrones was great this week.
Oh, wasn't it? Holy crap, so good.
Question.
Yes.
Do you think we saw Arya this week?
No. You think she was the banker?
The lady told to change the sheets? Yeah, I think
so. Oh, you think so? No, I don't think we did. I don't think we did.
I think so.
I don't think we did. Someone, I thought at first maybe she was the banker, but when that, he just like walked off, I'm like, no, he had his chance right there to kill her. Nope.
No, it was the girl that came to tell Cersei that the banker was there.
The banker was there? Oh, it could be.
That's Arya, I think.
It could be, but we don't know where she is, and they did show her next week, and I thought it was at King's Landing, Winterfell.
The North?
Yeah, I think she was at Winterfell.
I'm kind of curious at, I mean, seriously, every episode has upped itself this season.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're moving too fast. Here's another question.
Well, they have
to now. Wrestling for a second.
Yeah, they have to now.
Fuck it for a second.
All right.
In what physical time-space continuum universe? I mean, I know we're dealing with
fucking fire gods and dragons and magic and fucking three-eyed raven. How did Euron go fuck up these ships, bring the sand bitches and Yara back to King's Landing,
and
then make it to fuck over Grey Worm? Like, if you understand the map, there's...
It's impossible. It doesn't make sense. Because didn't they also leave at the exact same times?
Right.
So how did he get there, go back to King's Landing, and then back to Casterly Rock?
Casterly Rock, yeah.
It's impossible.
Me and Chris had this big talk about it Monday, and yeah, like, it was mind-blowing. But in the same topic, to get back to wrestling for a second, wouldn't Euron Greyjoy be, like, the greatest wrestler ever right now? Like, his character is...
Great
so amazing.
Heel. Great
the trash
heel.
Talk with him and Jamie. Does she like a finger in the bum? Was so great.
He's awesome. I didn't think I'd like him that much because last season I was like, whatever.
He was planned last season. Yeah. He threw an old man off a bridge and then just like declared war on his nephew and niece. Now all of a sudden he's got charisma and he's hilarious.
He's awesome. I know. And you know, I saw a great meme. It was Theon sitting there looking at his sister, and you know, Euron had his sister, and then Theon looked at him, and as he's jumping off, he goes, I don't know the sister's name, I forgot, but he goes,
Yara.
What is it?
Yara.
He goes, Yara, you're on your own.
That's great.
It was so good.
Okay, we can get off the Game of Thrones high, but I just want to acknowledge how great it's been.
You know what's great? There was absolutely no wrestling that I had to watch while Game of Thrones was on. Even better.
Have we figured out if Game of Thrones season finale is the same night as SummerSlam? Do we know?
No, it's beyond it. We have 5 more episodes left, and there's only 3 weeks till SummerSlam.
Are you sure there's 8 episodes and not 7 this season?
I'm pretty sure that they said that there's 8. Now, I could be wrong. I've been looking at Facebook, not...
See, that's the thing. I've heard conflicting things, so that's why I'm unsure of it.
But there's still would be 4 more episodes, and there's only 3 weeks left till SummerSlam, so...
Okay.
So we'd be okay no matter what. Yeah, we'd be okay no matter what. But I don't like Game... Like, honestly, Game of Thrones does not go beyond one day for me.
No.
Because it would be ruined, and I'm not about to let someone ruin it for me. I'm watching that show. I don't... That show is so good to me that I don't even want to play video games. I barely... If I go on, like, my computer, it's to do something mind-numbing for about 4 seconds, and that's it. Nothing else. I don't want to put my all my thoughts are in the show because I want to watch the show.
Yeah, I refuse to, like, fuck it. You can't go on social media.
Nope.
Because there's always some asshole that will ruin it for you, so you can't. You have to watch it immediately if you're into it. So,
yes.
Thank you, all the assholes of the world. This is why I've unfollowed all but like 23 of my 100 and like 200 friends. Like, I have unfollowed like 90% of you.
It's true.
I don't like you people.
And that's why I don't post on Facebook either.
All right, segment dive?
Yes! Let's do Guess the Wrestler. And because we're...
Nope.
We're not finished with you yet. That's right, I forgot about that.
We're not finished with the podcast.
We are not finished with the podcast. All right, so we didn't even talk about Kentertained either.
I don't have that anymore. Oh, wait, that segment. Shit. Hey, Russ.
Yes.
Were you entertained by that tag team match on SmackDown with the women? Because I sure as shit wasn't.
God, no. It was terrible. I don't even remember
that was
it.
A good segment.
Wow. I was not entertained.
Neither was I.
All right.
All right. What's the next segment?
I'm not finished with you yet. That should be the next segment, I believe.
The women's SmackDown division. I mean, no, I can't.
All right, so Kent, what are you excited about next week? What aren't you finished with?
I want to see two things. Chad Gable, and I want to see Rusev and Randy's build. And I'm actually curious what happens with Cena. So I'm cheating 3 things. All on SmackDown.
All right. I will take Raw, and this is a lot harder. But I do want to see Jason Jordan in a match. So I'm hoping he has a match next week. So I want to see what he can do in a match. So that's what I'm looking
forward
to.
It'll be against Curtis or Bo, most likely.
Probably. I'm hoping one of those two. But they give it time. It's not a squash match. So I'm really looking forward for that. The other thing I'm also looking forward to is Shinsuke and Gender. Honestly, I want to see if Gender can be a champion, or they're going to let him, allow him to be a champion. Not just this, hey, you're champion because we need you to be champion.
Well, how does Gender rip into Shinsuke? Because he's not a typical American.
Exactly.
Like, he can't go this whole American stereotype thing anymore.
That's why I'm kind of curious. They can't. That's why I'm saying this is a chance to get us off of that, you know, you're an American, I'm not, feud. Give us something fresh, something different. So I'm looking forward to that. All right. Guess the wrestler. I'm going to make this super quick. I'm going to choose my easy person that I was going to choose for when we had Thomas going to be coming on. I'm still sticking with it because we are nobody's listening to this podcast but me and you, Kat. Not even yep. Thomas, our fan, and neither is Carrie. All right.
Am I seeing Rice Krispies in the background?
No, you don't see any Rice Krispies in my house.
Damn it. Pop-Tarts, then.
Yes. They had a good deal on
Pop-Tarts.
That
was way more important.
Yes, it was. All right, so what are the two questions I have to tell you? Current and female.
Yep. It's male and current?
No, current and female.
Oh. Wow, you made this really hard.
Yep.
So it's not D'Lo Brown.
No.
Shit. All right. Is she blonde?
No.
Does she have black hair?
Yes.
Is she on SmackDown?
Yes.
Is she a world champion and or former world champion?
Yes.
Is she black?
Yes.
Is she a gazing?
Some might say yes to that.
Back in the 80s, was she wrestled for a federation called GLOW?
Yes.
Was she part of Team Bad?
Yes.
Was she also a former Funk attack?
Oh my god, Ket, you know who this is. Ket, who is my pick?
Cameron?
No, it was Sasha. Come on.
Oh, my bad.
No, yes. Okay, come on. Who was it?
Naomi.
Yes. And here's the reason why I chose Naomi. Interestingly enough, right now, she currently holds two records for the women's champion on SmackDown. The shortest reign and the longest reign.
Wow.
Yep. I saw that because when I was trying to get I was trying to figure out, I was going to use Naomi originally for Thomas to guess for the association. And I saw it, and I saw shortest reign. I was like, oh, who's had the shortest reign? Oh, Naomi. Who has the longest reign? So I looked at that. Oh, Naomi. Awesome.
So, I don't care. Just for us, I don't care. Did I tell you what Steve and I discovered last week about black wrestlers?
That they don't succeed usually because of Vince McMahon?
Beyond
that. Oh, okay, no. What?
Here's a startling fact. Did you know that there has been twice as many black female champions as there has been black world champions in WWE?
I believe
that. Can you name them all?
Well, Naomi.
Okay. You only have to name six names. That's the beauty of this. There's
for the girls?
There's four girls.
Four
and
girls,
dudes.
Two guys. Okay. Well, wasn't one of them the black guys? Obviously, we're not counting The Rock because he's half black.
Nope.
Or he's not even half correct. Black. He's Samoan. Okay, Naomi. Jeez, who's the other? I can't think of her name. Vicky? Was it Vicky? No. Was she black? No.
Vicky was Eddie's wife.
No, I knew that. She was a black girl. She was back in the time of
Trish.
Are you
thinking Jackie?
Yes, Jackie.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you the other two to save my life. But the black guys, well, one of them had to have been Nation of Domination's leader there, Farouk.
Farouk was in WCW. He was the WCW champion.
Oh, he was in WWE. Shoot, I thought he was. Okay. Ooh, that takes that off. I couldn't even tell you the black guys who won it. Oh, No Holds Barred guy.
Zeus was never a world champ.
No, he wasn't? I thought he had it for, during the television or during the movie, so they could kind of match that up.
Nope. So one is really obvious, and one is probably less obvious. But let's go to the not so obvious. Nation of Domination. You had the right faction.
Oh.
Wrong guy.
It was wasn't Fruk. Then it was who was the other guy? Who took over after he left? No, The Rock did. So it wouldn't be The Rock. Who was it?
There was D-Lo.
D-Lo?
There was Kama. And then there was Mizark.
Oh, Mark.
Mark Henry.
Mark Henry. That should
Hall
have been
of Pain. Yes. And then who's the most prestigious black wrestler in the history of wrestling? He held it multiple times in WCW, one time in WWE.
Oh, Booker. Booker, yes. Five time. You know what's funny? I don't think of him as black.
I'm not touching that with
a I know. I don't know why. It's just weird. I feel like he's...
He's so good on commentary.
He is.
That's what
he,
I have to say.
He is fantastic on commentary. I'll go with that.
Women, you missed Jazz.
Oh, I completely forgot about Jazz.
But here's the funny one. You completely missed out on Alicia Fox.
I didn't know Foxy had it.
Foxy's had it like twice, I believe.
Oh, must have been during time I wasn't watching wrestling because I don't remember that.
Then she never got pushed. But yeah, isn't that weird? Four black women to two black men.
I don't understand. There's so many...
great and deserving black men,
yes.
Especially?
I was about to say, especially men. Like, Bobby Lashley. I understand he had a short time in WWE, but he, holy crap, he's one of my favorite guys.
Farouk deserved it.
Yep.
Kofi deserved it when he was shooting with Randy.
Yes, and so does Big E. Big E deserves it. He'll never get it.
Correct. Are we already running out of steam?
Well, there's not that many. They don't have that many. Oh, you know who could have a chance to deserve it? Titus. But he's not. He doesn't have the... He has the charisma. He doesn't have the talent, I don't think.
Ahmed Johnson at one point was on such a high note, he could have possibly did it had he kept it going, but he failed.
Yeah, he dropped hardcore. There's got to be others. We're just not thinking.
No, I mean, basically got the Nation of Domination, and D'Lo was never world champion material.
No, he was never.
The Godfather was never quite that level.
No.
He was always mid-card good. JYD, but he wasn't that great.
JBL's partner.
Farouk.
Oh, it's Farouk. Why do I keep on thinking, what's his name?
Ron Simmons?
Ron Simmons. That's why, because I keep on thinking it was Ron Simmons and Farouk. I keep on thinking, Ron Simmons and Farouk, if you look at them, when he was Farouk, he looked nothing like Ron Simmons. So it's kind of, I kind of got them as two different people.
I agree with you. It's actually just kind of sad that there's been a lot of quality black wrestlers, but they only ever got up to the
mid-card. Yeah, I don't know if that's... I don't know if it's racism or what, but... It is.
I think it's a shame on WWE's part, and I don't know how to word this properly, so this is not going to be politically correct. A lot of black people like watching wrestling. They get into it.
Yeah.
And it's stupid for WWE to continue to market to fucking India when they have this willing constituency of fucking black people that want to love it and they have nobody to cheer for.
Yeah. Well, like, they do, but they're all at the mid-card.
Right. Like, give them somebody to cheer on and trust me, you'll be putting some
butts in the seats.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, too, like right now, Naomi... She's fantastic, and they are totally wasting her. They don't give her any feuds. It's a perfect example of wasting a talent. I love Naomi. Like, okay, when they first split them up, Naomi to me was nothing. It's just garbage. But then she started coming out. She was a charismatic, fun, and then she showed she could wrestle. I on board, sold. I was sold. Now she's got the belt. And they're not doing anything with her. She should be having feuds, not who can I wrestle next? That girl. Great. Okay, now who can I feud? That girl. She should be having some meaningful feuds. And no.
Here's the funny thing.
I think the women are going to hit number 5 before the men hit number 3 because of Ember Moon.
Yo, absolutely. Ember Moon is...
There's really not much coming up in NXT as far as black dudes go. Because Rich Swann's too thin. If he was Meteor...
Right, yeah.
Apollo's just... They've kind of stopped even doing anything with Apollo. I don't understand. It's now about Tozawa.
There's a mistake right there, Apollo. He has superstar written all over him. And I don't know if it's him or creative, but they've totally dropped the ball on him.
Like, he should still be having matches with Titus in his corner, because the whole Titus brand thing is working.
Yes, yes it is. And I'm glad for that, but it's not going to be as good as I hoped. We need to do an update on our guys.
Post-SummerSlam.
Okay.
We'll do it, because if we're getting the big brand extension trade-off again, we may as well wait for that.
Okay.
And there should be news on that by SummerSlam.
That's true. So, well, no, they could do what they did to us with the shake-up for this time around, the last one.
God, that was so dumb.
Yes. They should just do another draft. Just do another friggin' draft.
I still say my idea works, where before every pay-per-view, during the pre-show... You get a random person, and they could write so many good stories that way, and there's a constant influx of new talent to each brand.
It's true. And it wouldn't hurt, because then that person just doesn't get changed back for a while.
Right. I mean, they don't care about relationships as it is.
Right.
So, fuck it. Just do it.
Although, I do find it interesting that Dean went over to Raw, and Renee is now on Raw and SmackDown. I did find that kind of interesting.
Well, Renee has some good pull, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Because she is one of the best female commentators. She's probably the best they've ever had.
If she's not on one of the shows commentating... She's not even commentating on the women's tournament.
That's... Renee Young... should be the head announcer. I think she should have gotten the head announce role on SmackDown instead of Tom Phillips. I like Tom.
Yeah, Tom's fine.
I would have put Renee in. I would have given her a shot because I think she's that good.
The only thing I could say about that is, and we're speculating because we don't know Renee actually wants it. We don't know that. She might like what she's doing. But if she did want it, it should be hers. There should be no question on it. It should be, yep, okay. Like, when Michael Cole goes away, if Renee wants it, Renee should be taking over for Michael Cole.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a shame that Morrow had to leave, because I liked Morrow.
Yes, I like Morrow a lot, too.
But he's doing good in NXT.
Yeah.
Just saying. But I think right now, Raw's commentary is so much better than SmackDown's, because Booker's really good, Corey's really good,
yes.
And Cole is Cole.
Yeah.
Whereas... Byron is not that good. Tom Phillips is still learning, and JBL is trying to be too PC now.
Yes.
That hurts.
It does.
With that being said, we really should wrap this up.
We really do. We're at the 2.5-hour mark, and nobody's listening to this, which is probably good, because this last 20 minutes was probably not our best talking points.
Define our best.
All right, yes. And plus, it's 10:30, and I'm starving, so...
Yeah, I slowly ate 2 pieces of pizza during this podcast. Yes.
So it's time to wrap this up. We started this at 7:30. We've been doing this for almost 3 hours.
Oh God.
So yeah, this is the Raw episode of Are You Not Kidding?
Oh God. We're still less than Raw, and yet we've done so much more than any Raw episode has done.
Well, that's because they have commercials.
Hey, we have commercials. We were brought to you by Moment of Bliss and Russ's Man Crush of the Week.
That's true.
Interruptions about Chad Gable.
All right.
So next week, we're hoping to have Thomas, if we can get technical difficulties solved. In the meantime, there's going to be a lot of blogs up tomorrow. There's our wrestling one at 9deuce.com/wrestling. Our podcast, Are You Not Kentertained, will be up. Podcast for Monday with myself and Chris Theophilus discussing Game of Thrones will be up. Game of Thrones blog will be up at 9deuce.com. A blog about the invitation and We Are Still Here will be up tomorrow. There's a vote going on at, if you're on Facebook, do a search for Nine Deuce Horror, all three separate words. Free to join. We're doing voting on films. And there's a big announcement September 2nd about what's happening in October. I got a cool thing that's happening for October.
Ooh.
On top of the 100 films. Yeah. So I'm pretty excited about
this. Your October is going to be very busy.
I'm going to hate life, and I'm going to need a stiff drink on November 1st.
Well, it sounds like a lot of things are going on, so we are, you know, it's a busy site. Check it out. It's always something going up.
On the plus side, no pay-per-view previews this weekend.
Yes.
Or next weekend.
We got 2 weeks off. 3 weeks, really, because we didn't have to do anything last week either. So, all right, well... for Kent and myself, and of course for Carrie, can't forget Carrie, we will see you guys next week. This has been Are You Not Kentertained?
Sniff you jerks later.